Blog Talk Radio.
Prejudice. Want a song about it? Like to hear it? Here it goes.
Free your mind.
Are y'all ready for this? So much going on. I love this stuff. Man, let me tell you, the Georgia Guidestones, that was amazing. The setup, the stage setup. Look, I was there personally. I got it on Facebook so y'all can see. Actually, there's a time capsule in there that has no date. Go look at the live footage. Has no date on my Facebook page and whatever you want. Got to put it out there. I don't have time to go through a lot, but just be, let this be known, there's cameras everywhere there. We've seen people watching me there and the camera crew. Everybody was looking at, wow, let's check that out. So for them to say, happened at the 4 a.m. mark, let you know that this is about to be a big purge, because that whole thing was based off the purge. We are about to get it on today. I'm so sick of all this bullshit about white supremacy and all this crap y'all been running down your own mind. You have been lied to on every aspect of your life. I come to grips with it every day. Just by going to work, I realize they've been lying about everything we do. Just by going into your relationships, it's all based off lies. Everything. The whole thing. You're never telling the truth. Ever are you ever telling the truth. Because you're basically lovers of lies. First one I'm going to get off the boss chest right now. Juneteenth. We dab deep into Juneteenth. Thank you, brother. Deron, Brother D, St. Louis, all y'all out there. The whole crew. The Dry Bowl crew. Family. Everybody out there. Information is unbelievable. Undeniably factual. Can't even mess with it. So that's how deep and solid. If it is a crack, it's a little one. I won't even go there. That's a joke. Anyway, it's a little crack. Anyway, let me just say this. Juneteenth, dug deep. Only reason why they were at that area, because it was a pirate port. Galveston is right on that water. And the biggest lie ever told was that Texas was the last state to actually tell the indigenous slaves they're free with a black regiment of army men with weapons. And that's just amazing right there. But what about the rest of Texas? So only Galveston didn't want to tell the niggas that they have, you ain't free yet, just that one part. Just that one part on. Well, not just that, the whole state didn't even know practically. And then the biggest lie ever told, Texas wasn't the last state. The day before the end of this program, why don't y'all look it up. Find out who's the last state to stop slavery in their state. Who's the last to be ratified with slaves being gone? Was it Texas or was it one of those other states they don't want you to know? That'll be also, I wish we could do the cash game. Y'all should be really jumping for that one. But I did get a donation, so if y'all want to jump in, you better push cash at me, because we can give away some money today, because y'all need to wake up. Money seems to be the only drug y'all know. But this one called white supremacy, I'm going to break it wide open. First of all, there was no white supremacy at all in the ancient world. That is already should be known by great historians. We just put a nice picture up for my man. Thank you, brother, for the Ashwa Kwesi link. Because I'm plenty of time. I can go all day how many times we met Ashwa Kwesi. But enough. Let's keep motivated with this serious message about white supremacy. Why we shouldn't even be really that worried about it, but we are for some strange reason. Now, I'm going to tell you the reason today. Today's program is called Gomez de Zazura. Plus Johann Blumenbach. I did this one on Blumenbach, but this the Zura. I after looking up 1488 from the shooters, I came across this cat. Now Blumenbach, we're getting to him, but both these two equals white supremacy that you have today. It's only a 600-year construct. That's all it is. 600. Immediately 666 years. That's all. And y'all acting like this shit is way beyond reproach. It's only 600 years, and it was conceived by a group that could have been mixed. Now, I'm going to get to that in a minute. We're not going to play with you today. So sit back, sip on whatever you do, whatever you take on, you better take it. You sit there sober, feel free. You probably leave one to drink after the day. Here y'all scared of a 600-year-old construct. All y'all niggas out there care what y'all got to say today.
talking about y'all white supremacy, the white man is this.
And this is a manufactured-ass story. It says it only existed for about 600 years. 400 years you got in your Bibles as an allegoric story of your stupidity to believe this story. That's what that really means. Your dumb 400-year assholes believe a story made up when you got millions of years of history. Millions beyond troglodyte history. Remember Billy Preston had the night, I'm going to play that. I'm going to get that song next week. Night of the Troglodytes. Billy Preston was on top of it. Gang, because he was in the gang. But let me get composed, because I'm already hot already. It's hot down here. It's about to rain here in South Florida, so let's get it on. Most people think that the origin of race as a concept came first. Then people develop racist ideas. And then finally, people develop racist policies stemming from their racist ideas. However, the true order of events is different. See, the factual order of events. True facts. True beauty. Events is different. Quote, policies create to further self-interest the lucrative slave trade of Africans came first. And only then was race invented to justify the policies. And racist ideas came last. So they came with a construct, which I got all the paperwork here, so we ain't got to play games with y'all ass today. Ain't gonna be no ass playing. At least not now. Okay, now. The way this situation looks like Africa seemed to have gotten into this massive slave trading of people. Massive. To the fact where it streamed finally into what I told you, into the Mediterranean. They couldn't come out the Mediterranean unless they gave homage to the sultans, the sheikhs, the sheiks, the brotherhood, before they can go through the halls of Hercules, which is Gibraltar, the Straits of Gibraltar, which has a plenty of so many symbolic symbols for that. All you got to do is watch Jason and the Argonauts and you can figure this one out. Anyway, goes on to state, the reason for all this foolishness, because see, Prince Henry the Navigator, remember we all heard that, and the good ship Jesus, all that's bullshit. It's all bullshit. There was a good ship Jesus was given sanctions by the Avedons. The Saracens was given, they said, y'all, come on down. Call it Jesus. How could it be called Jesus? The letter J wasn't even invented, lying niggas. Wasn't no letter J. Y'all talking about some good ship Jesus, lying niggas. I'm going to say it one more time. Wasn't no letter J. I'm about to bust all you no good historians right now. How are you going to say he came down and he named the ship good ship Jesus? Really? Okay. How about the good ship Yahweh? How about that one? Because that's the only name. Or your good ship, Why you? Oh, y'all going to get it today, baby. Ooh, the dry bones going to be on fire. They're going to come together on this one. Now, he, Prince, the Navigator to Henry, he wanted to get into the slave trade. See, he wanted to get into the slave trade. See, that's what y'all leaving out the shit. He coming down and say, hey, man, can I get in this shit with y'all, man? We gonna sell our white hoes to y'all, too. We got our white hoes ready called Slavics. We got these hoes ready for y'all. So I'm going to give you the players, which we always give you the players, because the money game is where you find this. No matter if it's gold, silver, whatever the money game is, human cargo, you will find who is the rulers. Now, let's go even further into this. After he said, he chucked the dice and came in. Okay, you're going to do the grand. I'm not going to tell you the name of the ceremony. You're going to figure it out by the end of the program. You do the grand ceremony for us. You come on through and we'll give you the riches on this side. So, of course, he only goes down the side of the Guinea. Now, This is where it gets deep and dumb for us to be sitting there paying all this money for people to tell this fantastic lie. Goes on to say, after he gets in the game, because he had to get in the game by doing what? He got tired of the Arabs. So he decided he wanted to work with, he didn't want, see, this is how smooth he was. He went further down. He says, I will remain uncertain. He said, but I'm going to go around because the slave trade, but I don't want to work with the Islamic slave traders. That's what he said. I don't want to work with their asses. No. I said, well, damn, that's deep. Who were enslaving a variety of people, including Europeans. So he didn't like the Islamic people because they were already enslaving goddamn everybody. Islam was enslaving. So y'all want to leave all that shit out so it can sound glorified and so you can pontificate on how glorious this era was. We gave civilization. Oh, you gave some civilization, all right. We'll see how it comes out. Now, from all this, we start to find out, I said, wait a minute, man, now. Well, who's the dude that he actually gave the permission to go? Because, see, Prince Henry did not go. He sent Gomez Ernest de Ossara of 15th century. We owe him a particular account for the Portuguese travel because he went in on with the Portuguese. And he did all this magnificent, but I'm only going to go short so y'all can just look at all this up. But see, this is where I found out where y'all need to look up at. See, he was the curator of the Royal Library. Before being appointed the curator of Tiradentes Tamobu, which is the National Archives, by Alfonso V on June 6, 1454. So this is all before Columbus. See, this is the dudes that taught Columbus and them. And wait a minute, I'm so hot today. Let me just go into this. Oh, my goodness. I mean, the things I'm finding out that y'all just seem to want to leave out. And it goes on and says, Zora invented the African race. Look what he said. He invented the African race when he described the people as being sold at the slave auctions in Lagos, Portugal. He described the people as being different from each other in language, ethnic group, skin color, but lumped them into a single group of people, just like y'all believe today. Oh, they're Africans. See how, boy, we got to go back in time to bring y'all into real reality because the Matrix is fast and furious. It says, this is what he said, who live like animals and need to be saved by civilized Europeans who inherently are superior. This is coming through a guy now who looks mulatto. Then he goes on. He goes on to say, they even named the shit. The Indian or Negros de Tatara or Tatara, black from the land, race was invented by Portuguese and Spanish colonizers after they arrived in the Americas. I just told you, now here's a group that they blaming. In their own book. This is in Spanish. I translated out of Spanish to English so we could get a better understanding of why y'all love liars. Teaching y'all why I love homeschooling. Goes on to say, it says, because of the policies of Henry the Navigator, after they got in, they said they lumped these group of people together and said, even though the concept of race had not been invented yet, see, they had just made the foundation was made. And see, it was all to justify their part of the slave trade. And by lumping them all together. Now, this is what he created. He says, to create a hierarchy, for example, putting Africans into one group, the slave traders and the slave owners in another, allows for a comparison between the groups. One could be that be superior. So one could be that be superior. So they wanted to have distinction. To create the so-called division. Then two, legitimize the treating of groups differently. For example, thinking African people as inferior groups legitimize their enslavement and murder. Now they had to already know this because they were already enslaved. 700 and something years, let's even go further because y'all lying about that. They was enslaved ever since they went into this area. Where they fighting at right now.
Slavic land.
See, what they didn't want to tell you was they had no problem enslaving these people. So we know now you've been lying to everybody about the word slave. That's your lying ass putting a black face on it. You should put the white face on the word slave first, and I bet you get a better reaction. They'd be like, oh, they don't flip the script. They found out. So you won't call. You got your picture behind it as if
your name is Slavic.
Or is it? Or is it? Or is it? Are you the gypsies? If you are the Egyptians, then you must have enslaved yourself and lied today. That's why you lovers of lies. Now, let's even get deeper. So we have to stop this foolishness as soon as possible before they purge everybody. Now, this even goes back. I'm not going to go this far, but they don't lie on everything. Now, they went as far back because, remember, they had all the books in Latin. And it says, trace the antecedent in the thoughts of Aristotle and Christianity. They said, we're going to bring these two antecedents to Aristotle and Christianity, citing Greek ideas and Greek superiority, made up and superior on the curse theory. They even came up with the curse theory. These two, this one cat, the other cat ain't even born yet. The Blumenbeck, this is the first cat that brought it to you before y'all started that lie about we've been enslaved for 400 years. Really? You've been stupid for 400 years. That's what it's about. Ain't no goddamn enslavement got nothing to do with this. Your stupidity has been far more than anything. Now, let's go even further. Goes on to say, they made up the ham story, these two, by using Christianity and Aristotle philosophies to curse black people, equally antecedent with the anti-racist thinking that in present day, the deity of liberty to all men and nature created no one a slave, wrote the Academius Aristotle, rival Athenius. That was his rival, Academius. Now, here would it even get deeper. During the time that y'all believe y'all was enslaved for 400 years, that stupidity must stop. Before the 400th century, the slave trade was in East European Slavs. This word is slaves. 14th century, slaves built better fortifications. This is what it said. The Slavs. Y'all lying motherfuckers. By the 14th century, the Slavs had built better fortifications, and Africans became the main area of operation for the slave traders. This allowed the curse theory to be fully activated, as now the slaves were actually exclusively black. They have flipped the script so good that your lying dumbasses believe this shit. Now, we're going to do part two right quick. Or to realize that the lie we've been hearing, oh, they came out the Caucasus Mountains and shit. Oh, they, bunch of bullshit. A bunch of goddamn bullshit. And by the end of the day, you should denounce that shit because facts do matter, unless you are a lover of lies. Because from my understanding of factual information, Caucasian was a created name by white folks who were part of the eugenics order. That's part two. So we're going to do part one first because y'all need to get reawoken and you need to free your mind so your ass can follow. Because after today, you need to put away childish things, going to church talking about childish things and shit. Your mind is infantile right now. Oh, we'll get into that later. To believe this type of lie, to believe this type of lie, reprehensible. And what you will receive is your due diligence. You think you can get away for being this stupid and think there's no consequences. Only on the Helios.
It seems to me like society obsesses with the negative portrayal of black men. And I know in 2018 we got Black Panther, but is that enough? Enough to counteract all the misconstrued depictions of black men and black women through multiple forms of media? From the news to music videos, books to cartoons, representation matters when it's the right representation. And judging by the looks that I get when I'm walking through a neighborhood, or how I know people who look like me get killed by those who are there to protect.
Remember, we only kill black people.
The image of black people needs rebranding. But before attempting such an ambitious task, we first have to understand it. So let's start from the beginning. So I knew if I really wanted to find the source of this problem, it was going to require a lot of reading. Not something I really looked forward to, but somebody had to do it. So I recently read Ibram X. Kendi's book, Stand From the Beginning. He's not a sponsor. In it, he traced racist beliefs as they traversed through time, evolving as it went, but never really straying too far from its origin. Now with that out of the way, let me ask a question I'm sure you're all wondering. How far back do we have to go? Well, roughly 600 years to Europe. Portugal, to be exact. It was here we can find the man who Kendi dubs as the world's first racist. Alright, I know this is going to be a bit of a history lesson, but I'll try my best not to make it boring. The year is 1415. The one thing all history books do mention is that Europeans conquered everybody. The Italians, Portuguese, French, Dutch, and British were spreading their reach through the majority of the known world. But Prince Henry of Portugal found himself jealous of the wealth of the Muslims in Morocco, so he convinced his father, King John, to capture the main Muslim trading depot on the northeastern tip of Morocco. He stole their gold and took their Africans as human property. But capturing people was normal back then, so the title of world's first racist shouldn't go to him. It would go to an obedient commander in Prince Henry's Military Order of Christ, a man by the name of Gomez Yanez de Zurara. And he made sure the people he represented were heralded as great. Zurara would eventually complete his book, which would become the world's first defense of African slave trading. It was called The Chronicle of the Discovery and Conquest of Guinea. In it, Zurara brags about the Portuguese being early in enslaving Africans from the Western Sahara Cape. But then he upped his bragging by expressing how it made Portugal different from the Spanish and Italians. After all, they were still enslaving Eastern Europeans. The Portuguese now saw enslaving people as missionary work. And Zurara claimed that it would help civilize and Christianize the African savages. African people weren't savages, but that wouldn't help his narrative. His selling point was that the Portuguese were enslaving Africans for the supposed purpose of saving their wretched souls. And so, he successfully framed the enslavement of Africans as a noble cause.
Now, I want you to, before I bring you in, take your mind there. They own sailing ships off the coast of Africa, given permission by Morocco, Libya, Egypt, to go and capture, because they already had the white Slavic people already enslaved. Already. Hoeing was easy back then. Women, see, I'm leaving only the men. When you get to, when I do the final chapter of this, when you see the women of the occult world that was behind this, you best to be frightened. Because they ain't putting out movies with Queen Azinga. See, Queen Azinga, the movie The Warrior Woman that's coming out recently, is Queen Azinga. She fought Portugal. Unfortunately, the slave trade was so vast, you have no idea the people behind it, the same people in power today. India has lots of power. Lots of power. Now we see the countries coming together, and guess what? The order that the Zurara was a part of was the order of Christ. He was the commander of the order of Christ. See, I always give you the occult world so you don't go blinded by why our so-called historians leave it out instead of telling you, and go look up the order of Christ, King Alfonso, and tell me, come back to me and tell me, have we been lied to? Let's open up the mics, because the Jesuit order is your order. 6661.
Can you hear me, brother?
I'm loud and clear, man. You got that popcorn, I can tell. Get it ready. Yes.
Hey, I felt like the Phoenix before I even came on the line, because I had already, how they say, inflamed. You're already and crisped me into the knowledge that you just laid on. And, oh, man, can you say Jack Bauer? Can you say all that rolled into one?
Yeah, and can you say, magic,
man, can you say it? I'm speechless of it. Giving honor and homage to the ancestors that lost their lives along those trade routes, you know, and it a lot of people are justified on all levels, and a lot of people are duped on all levels.
All
you know,
levels. Yeah.
Gomez Yanin. You know, and Portugal, Spain. It's a lot of accessory to crime. You know, and it could be pointed in all directions. You know, Isabella, the popes, the black nobility, and they tell it to you in some of these movies. You know, John Wick. Who was the brother and sister that were trying to knock each other off? But you had to get permission. The Holy Order.
And so the
Holy Order, when you say that, you know, and it's on all levels, you know. When I think about the Holy Order, and I think about, you know, the so-called, that so-called ship that they talk about, Yeshua, whatever you want to call it, Jesus, the good ship,
Jesus. Yeah,
I think about
that.
I think about the plank and the plank that are the so-called crucifix, and which that was the plank was made of wood. So that's where my mind goes to when I think about the so-called story that was given to them. But it's a lot of complicity in all this, and it's one big sham. It's one big story that the Hegelian order has perfected.
Yeah,
and
but
that,
you know,
that's all I
now what you think about this? Because I want to get some questions about you on this, because what you're saying is so. But it's only 600. This study, it says about 600 years old that made this up. We're actually frightened over this 600-year construct.
Well,
the whole story itself
pokes hole in the validity of many situations, because I'm gonna look at it from the crab perspective, right? On the crab perspective, you know, they throw out their 1776, and a lot of brothers, whether you PHO, PHA or whatever, you know, they going with the 1776, and then, you know, you got the old timers, the PHO originals, you know, they going back maybe 1619, and then you got the old schoolers that were doing all the fighting and stuff, the buzz with the key and the feathers. A lot of them know a lot of knowledge too, but they were going back further. So, you know, society has different versions of the historical perspective, but it goes back even further than the ancients, because they were saying 1776, Then they went 1691.
And now we did the show.
Now they going 14. Yeah,
the program
exactly.
1789.
Yeah.
So we see it. The 1776, and then we had the letter from the Bavarian Empire, which is German.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to give one more call in. I want to get y'all in on it because I want to ask you to, it's only 600 years. We got two characters that seems to be the keys to getting the door open. Once you go in the door, you're going to find out it's more than what we think. But 3364, I'm bringing up Brother West. Bring you in because, again, and then the Blumenbeck story, everybody, when we listen to it, I'm going to take y'all into the Georgia Guidestone because it's all there. This is like a damn Twilight Zone movie that you don't even know you're in. 3364, you in there.
Yeah, Yahoo, man. Hey, all I can say is, bro, all I know is CERN trying to go, they said they went back 20,000 years, man, so I got to see what they come up with. And my man explained, I'm speechless, man, the way Bishop Gatermouth explained this stuff about the fallen angels, man, and what's going on, man. So, and how we under all this shit with the fallen angels, and Enki was one. That's why everybody say Enki had us be a slave to get the gold, man. He breaking it down, man. I'm just speechless, bro.
Well, you've been on for a long while, and you know we have people who did not like to hear about Enki and them back in the day. How long we been kicking that? I think for at least, I tell you, brother, what's that? You know you've been with me longer. We've been talking about this for years. So to me, you should be already the one doing the teaching because ain't nobody should know as much as right now is going on. Because I tell you, hold on, I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all heard, I used to remember y'all did not believe that type of stuff. I got archives, listened to some shows back in the day that y'all all used to come on, and some of y'all have never heard of it. Remember, because Brother what's name ain't like Jack Stitchin. Now, Stitchin is the one that got us to believe in Enki. So let's give homage to where homage goes to. That's because to Jackawah Stitchin, a white man, everybody, again, here's the same thing we doing again, trying to act like somebody made that story came from a white man and a book called Enki and them about the gold being in Africa. Am I making that up, everybody? Let's get it real.
No, you real.
Okay, facts matter. I don't like how y'all let these people fool y'all. I don't care how y'all talking today because right now y'all been warned. Y'all all been warned. You done heard about that story about the being all Enki and all that, man. What you talking about? You been hearing that. Now, what you think about, though? Who is the fallen angels? Tell me right now, since you've been listening, who the fallen angels in your concept?
It's deep, man.
Tell them.
I'm like that, man.
The ones that came out of heaven, man, the ones that came from
the good world, and they flipped, man. It says 500 million of them walking around.
All right,
some of them have been taken out.
Take it out.
So it's
a war in the heavens. Let's go with the Bible. I like that. Keep it going. Don't stop.
It's a war in the heavens. Got the good ones and the bad ones fighting against each other.
Right. I got you. I think that's Star Wars. Ain't that Star Wars?
Yeah, that's part of Star Wars. You know what I'm saying? Because he's playing Paramount Studios, man. Them fallen angels, man.
Yeah, 22 fallen angels, man. This shit deep, man. I just got to be quiet, man.
I can't teach, man.
Yeah, all right. Well, you do what you do because we love you anyway.
Yeah.
Come on back.
Yeah.
Put yourself on me.
Yes, sir.
Put yourself on me. I ain't going to take you out because you're going to come with some more stuff in a minute because I'm about to blow this out the water. Because, again, go ahead, mute yourself so we can we'll get some more calls. What's happening is, all the knowledge is coming out of these entities that y'all love, that we all watch, YouTube, Facebook. So if you talk about the fallen angels the way I'm going to talk about them today, I already know that we are already clone participants. Ain't no doubt in my mind. You ain't fighting this with no talk. I don't give a damn who. We here to expose everybody today because we have heard people lie through every organization. Y'all told us that Yaku made them. Ain't that what they told us? Ain't that what they told us? I paid money to hear that a lot. Yaku did this.
Yep.
Scientists did that. Man, come on. Don't play with me today. 8554. We're about to get bust this whole hole open, just like the womb. Let's go.
8554. What's going on?
Let's do it, man. They playing today. That's right. Nobody don't know what's really going on.
It's funny. I was actually watching the video. I had to go back in my archives, my files, about this particular subject, about the origin and the races and everything. Now, from what I gathered, what I have, this is coming from, I don't know if you heard of the brother Martin Kinney, the Penile Foundation. Now, according to him, like I said, this ain't me. This is just the research I got, and I suggest everybody do their own research. The so-called fallen angels is actually the Caucasian and white races. But now there's another category that they also call the white races. They're also called the Aryans.
Right.
Now, with that being said, there was also four sub-races and one master race. The actual one master race was called the Polarians. But they're not actually human beings. They're in the spiritual realm.
Mm-hmm.
And they have their pigment color, if you want to call it that, they're indigo blue, and they're not actual physical beings. They're translucent beings. But as far as the four major races that exist now are the Hyperbarians, which are the black folks, the Luminarians, which are the Orientals or Asians, but they're actually subcategory, the reptiles, and the Atlanteans are the Indo-Asians. And then you have the Aryans, which are the Caucasians, the whites, or what you call the fallen angels.
Right.
But then we're talking about the years we can go back. Now, with the research I got, they deal with the epochs. The epochs are every 24,000 years.
Now, let's go with that. Malachi Ezekiel had a book called Leviathan 666. Had the same character that you just named. Now I'm gonna go to why I suppose why y'all. That's why I say we didn't even have no interactions with the but what we do all the internet stuff, and y'all already picked out the show. Now everything you just said is coming out the same philosophy I just said earlier, the one that created this race thing. Blumenbeck and them said Zach, they made five races. Blumenbeck, Johann Blumenbeck. Made five races. This is what he categorized them as. This is what you just said. He categorized the Africans, including light-skinned North Africans, as Ethiopians or black. He divided non-Caucasian Asians into two separate races, Mongolian or yellow race of Japan and China. Then he had Mayans was brown race, which include Aboriginal Australians, Pacific Islanders, and he called Native Americans red race, based off what you just said, the creation. That's the fallen angel story just right there, created for you by Blumenbeck and them to give you this story. And hold on, they used the Bible story of Ham. They already had the Bible story. I said earlier, they the ones that came up with the Ham story. So obviously, they knew the story. Goes on to say, hold on, one more thing, because I got to get this out there. Because you mentioned so much. It says, this is what they said now. After they made up the Hamitic hypothesis of Ham and Noah was mistakenly identified as common ancestors to all. They said they mistakenly identified them as common ancestors of all African people. Egyptologists called this the dynastic race theory. They even was a part of that theory. Then it goes on to say linguistically described as the Aryan invasion theory. This all coming from the Royal Society of the Occult. Now, go look this up, everybody. He just named it for you. Thank you, Brother Deke. You just named it for it, and where you at? And you in the 5 points. The 5 points is where they came up and brought that shit right to y'all by mystics. I got the mystics. I'm going to put them on today. Y'all forgot Daddy Divine and shit. Y'all going to pay for this shit. Oh, y'all pretend like y'all don't know what y'all did. Oh, my goodness. I've been told to tell y'all this. Guys, how y'all think? You must repent. Ain't like you gonna pay for me. You just gonna die. A ugly, gruesome death of foolishness by us continuing this lie. Now, if a man could come up with a theory, y'all just told me three times. Every y'all just came on there. Y'all said Gator Mouth said this. So Somebody said this, and I, Jack of Wild Stitches, a white man, came up with that theory. It's a theory. Only can be proven if it's factually believable if we say, why do we like gold? And where is gold? In the earth. Y'all got all these names for this shit. So y'all already know you under alien intelligence. Y'all do know that, right? So that's why I say I love y'all.
Yes, sir. You're right on the money, man. Hey, you're right on the money, man. We under the system, man.
We hybrids, man. Yeah. Hey, you talking to the choir now.
Hey.
We need you to talk to the people.
Yes, sir. You look at this movie called The Island of Dr. Monroe, man.
There you go. Turned them into biological animals. That was a great movie. A great movie. Now, I'm going to go even further today because I got no choice. Y'all, the Georgia Guidestone was brought down as a symbol. If you go on what I showed you, they never mentioned the time capsule. Has no date. I got it on there. I was live. I filmed it live. Not many people have done. Not even the ones on Ancient Aliens, who I know they've seen it because I was on Ancient Aliens as well. And asked them the biggest question that anybody could ever ask them, is Freemasonry an alien religion? And they went straight to the Dogons on me. And everybody know I filmed it personally. But people scared of that because it will open up doors. That's why I will never get anything published at this great time, because it's unanswerable. They will have to say, oh, shit, that's where we have to be. That's what we
and the brother that did the survey in Washington, D.C., now research also says that he was part of that Dogon tribe. That's how he was able to map out D.C. the way he did.
Well, again, I told you, y'all heard me play it for y'all. I asked them about that religion being ancient, because all this is coming out of Sirius B and everything. The goddess bitches, they are, I'm not going to go there because y'all really ain't named who the fallen angels is yet. I'm going to tell y'all right now. Y'all do not know who the fallen angels are. If you think it's represented by a dove. That's why the dove is I'm only going to say that. If you don't get it by now, you are never going to wash up with dove. Now, let's get some
more. And Prince made the song When Doves Cry.
I'm trying to tell y'all. But y'all ain't going to listen because y'all watch people die and don't say shit. That's why you're going to pay dearly. 4269. You got your hand up. 4269. Area code 239. I don't know where you at, but 239 is your area code. All right, you out. No more for you. Can't get you back. If you can't answer on the first round, you're not coming back on. We ain't playing no time today. Let's get it on. Now, we got to go with Blumenbeck. Now, y'all been lying. Now, I told you the enemies are the people. Enemies, he was mad at the Islamic Kingdom because they had fucked all of Georgia up. I'm giving y'all clues right now. They fucked Georgia to death. They fucked Georgia all day long. Gang banging. All that came out of there. Gang banging. Dicks in mouth, hands, asshole. They perfected it because it came out of another area, but we're going to go in there right now. Because, see, y'all heard the man brought sex magic to America. He was considered black, wasn't he? Ain't that strange? But when you look at his picture, go look at his picture. I'm ready for y'all now. Now, y'all been talking this. The Nation done told you this. That they just don't like the Islam word. So when the Nation of Islam come around, it's strange that they will allow a group that they claim they hate to be prosperous of any kind. This is actually in the decree of the Jesuit order of Christ. I told you better look these names up. I can't be going through all that for y'all. So the Caucasian thing that y'all had us all believing, everyone gonna pay with blood. See, y'all drink, y'all eating blood, y'all eating baby. Brother West, you supposed to be talking about that damn blood eating they been doing.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. Let me finish this part.
Right,
then you go in. Now, y'all been lying, saying the Caucasus Mountains, then they made them there. That's a lie. Blumenbeck and them decided when he did the thing that you seen on Django. This the man that made the brain thing in the Django movie. was showing the brains and shit. They got together. It's called scientific eugenics. They was the ones that brought the white supremacy over here. This is what they went and did.
And they
said,
put it in the movie Get Out, too.
Put the movie Get Out. And then they went as far as saying this. I'm quoting them. They said, why do Europeans, why are they using the word Caucasian? The question was, why are we called Caucasians? The term Caucasian originated from the 18th century. It's just been made up. That's how crazy you is
right.
To believe this shit. That's why I know y'all love the lies. Now, who would have not known that if you ain't been reading? The man said in that, he said, you got to read. Y'all ain't reading. Y'all ain't reading no words. That's why you can't get the spell out. You watching video. You not reading the real words. I can tell. I tell people I know out there. I say, man, y'all ain't studying at all no more. Because you video. You ain't readers. Two different things. Now, let's get even deeper because y'all about to piss off. Yeah. They about to piss the guys off now because y'all going to pay for this. Don't think you're getting away with it. Any, all you on this line, we all going to pay. Including me. For us fools who believe this, Caucasian originated in the 18th century as a European racial classification. The German dude named Johann Bachenhoff visited the Caucasus. He visited the Caucasus Mountain, which is in the Caspian Sea and the Black Sea. Ain't that what Russia got locked up right now? Y'all gonna pay for this shit. Oh, y'all gonna get it now. Georgia's already under the New World Order. Georgian woman, this is what Bill Beck did. He said, I went to Georgia, I seen the mountains, and he had the brain of this Georgian woman. He took a woman. See, I told you who they took. They took the women. They knew, and then when y'all find out who Doves Cry is going to be, oh, my God. The Georgian woman in the Caucasus Mountains, Blumenbeck, he favored that one the most. This is all the favoritism. That's why you see it on your jobs. They're the same cranial brains, but in Ukraine. The land of Frankenstein. Y'all ain't getting it, I know. Now, Blumenbeck's favorite skull was became the basic for his Caucasian race theory. With that, a scientific theology of whiteness was born. And he took the same oath of Plato and Aristotle. I think my man be saying Plato's Republic, you should be vindicated, my brother. Vindication right there. Plato's Republic was introduced. And now we must let you know, we are leasing the doves because you are going to cry. Remember that. Remember that. You are going to cry.
Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey. Staring at your dress because it's see-through. Yeah. Talking all the shit that you done been through. Yeah, say that you a lesbian, girl, me too. Hey, girls want girls where I'm from. Wait, look, yeah, girls want girls. Girls want girls where I'm from. Yeah, yeah, girls want girls. Hey, what? Girls want girls where I'm from. Hey, can I play a player, babe? I grew up with Dre face. I done seen the realest ones come and leave a crazy way. Had to take my spot, it wasn't something they just gave away. Sorry to all my fans, they might have called me on a crazy day. Fuck you niggas thinking tryna buy me on a fadeaway. I been on that shit, I only vibe with a payday. Say you go that way, I guess we both go the same way. Girls want girls where I'm from. Yeah, yeah, where we both from, hey. And you just got to Miami, need hotel rooms. Niggas told you that they love you, but they fell through. So you shot in 42, cause you, hey. And you throwing on that dress, cause it seen through. Yeah, talking all the shit that you done been through. Yeah, texting me and say I need to see you. I don't know, I don't know. I might come, I might go, I don't know. I might go, I don't know. Staying at your dress cause it's see-through. Yeah, talking all the shit that you done been through. Yeah, say that you a lesbian, girl, me too. Hey, girls want girls where I'm from. Yeah, well, girls want girls where I'm from. Girls want girls where I'm from. Yeah, girls want girls. Hey, yeah, girls want girls where I'm from.
My girl got a girlfriend. Ain't tryna be out of shape. What's up on them curls? Then I'm just gym, don't work at surgery. I pay for that, my courtesy. Can't imagine no bitch curving me. I put in that work overly. I handle business, and I got two pretty bitches. Keep them up on fleek. They got matching beans and matching AP. Now they can really call each other twins. I'm cool with all the owners, they love me. So they gon' let us in and break all of your peers and look better with all my people. We got 1942 Casamigos, it's getting heated. They gotta follow us in the Uber, my car filled up with shooters. Lights, camera, action, when you with us, it's a movie. I don't.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. On your applications, everybody, I suggest you want to blow their mind, put heterosexual lesbian. That would jack their ass if somebody making noises already. Yeah, see, that's why I tell you, people will make you upset. So y'all best to realize this world is based off people, and you have to interact unless you will become the Omega Man. Now, I know y'all say, wow, the Omega Man. Now, a lot of my people, I got my man, he doing a Comic-Con today, or Horror-Con. And Brother Jeff, yo, Jeff, shout out because you've been on this program. We have definitely promoted some of your work, so we will hope for you to come out with something. Because horror movies, that genre, I watched the producers of horror movies the other night. I go into deep in these documentaries. Peter Cushing, or was Christopher Lee? Christopher Lee, they got it on Prime. Christopher Lee did 100 years of the horror movies, man. I'm going to tell you something. When you realize where it's really coming from, you know that the people that produced it was in the occult world. No doubt about this. No doubt about it. So happened that they are white. Now, these stories are not because they produced them white. The stories came from out of folklore. They say folklore, the gypsy, that area, Frankenstein, all these movies that you watch come out that area of the so-called monster genre or Frankenstein genre. When you watch them closely, they always be brought in through strange means. They started showing you later where they was, the sarcophagus was being brought in. They all, only thing they doing is giving you the order of the Egyptian Sekhmet. She was actually able to become the first vampire. We did this show about, I say, 7 years ago, when I was really showing how we've been lied to by who these people are that we've been worshiping as being only, we only worshiping good. We're not worshiping the good and evil together. See, in order to worship good and evil together, you become 360. That's what I'm telling you. You don't have to believe me, but just look it up. How you incomplete without the two. If you look at the so-called symbol of the yin and the yang, that's two semen eggs, good and evil, Cain and Abel. So Cain and Abel is two dudes. Now we get into the hermaphrodite code. Fallen angels, before I start to bring all you sisters on and people on, the fallen angels got some hermaphrodite characteristics that y'all don't like to deal with because it scares y'all. Many of you on this line don't even try to tell people about that. I do. I get all. See, the goddess bitches is from Ceres, the Pleiades, Orion. All that is dealing with systems of star people, funkadelic style, you know, star child people, star child, star people. Whatever your DNA was at the time, it ain't the same, and it may have key chromosome elements in it. That's where we get into the key karma chromosome shit that y'all all talk about. CERN. We had CERN on here. How long ago we did CERN? Y'all, I'm doing, because we're on 8 years of this, of radio. Not just talking about on radio. Hey, you, we have heard this CERN been going on, and guess what? They, y'all told me, everybody called. They reunited CERN. If y'all noticed that, y'all said the conversation on the blog was they reunited CERN. How do we know they did not bring in the fallen angels more? Now we're going to open up the mics. Because the guy stones cracked up supposedly through a bomb by a female who claims she hates that the Anglo-Saxon Protestant hated the Georgia Guidestone as being wicked. And I'm just stating what the debate is, what you're going to be hearing. And guess what's coming back, everybody, for open up, for I let y'all, the mic's open. Now they bring it back before the election. COVID again. Again. Now it's, I see it on my link. I said, damn, again? What? So they working night and day to what y'all said is the war between. Y'all said yourselves, not me, between good and evil. Let me go to 1877. Yes, these angels coming back, but the ideology is different. Come back. You got? I got you on there. Sister, you with us? 1877. Got you in there.
Morning.
Yeah, you should. All right, now you're good. Yeah, you said it. You heard it. You've been told. You've been saying it. Now, I want to see if you see what we're seeing so we all can say we can see. Is this manifestation with the hermaphrodite, what I always used to say was the goddess bitches, this feminine man entity unifying together to create this? Is that what this may be about? I ain't saying it is, but it seems like the ramification is going into this hermaphroditic look of way the gods might have looked. What's your take on the fallen angels?
Yes, I definitely agree. Been studying the Book of Enoch for several years now, and the angels that came down and had sex with the men, the man's children in the Bible. I can't remember the phrase, but it's something like the people overlook it. And it says God's children had sex with men's children. And we kind of think that's all one, but they're definitely different. And when they did come down here and have sex with the humans, that's when they created their many gods. That's all throughout the Bible. And I believe that if you guys studied the Book of Enoch, he wanted to be just as powerful as the creator. And the creator is, most people call it God, Allah, Most High, whoever it is. I say it's an it because I don't believe it's a male or female. It's an energy that's unexplained for now to the human. Enoch was a person who was a human that went up to the other realm in heavens is what we call it. And he was able to be taught about the history of the universe and the earth. And gods, the fallen angels, they fell connected with Enoch because they knew that he was special because he had connection with the creator. So the fallen angels came down to rule over us. They wanted us to be gods because we were people of love and enjoyed the earth, good energy. We made our foods. We wasn't into violence or anything like that for millions and millions and millions of years.
So the people that you think was here already were just loving.
I believe that the fallen angels came down and taught them wickedness. They taught them witchcraft. They taught them things that they have never seen. So they looked at them as gods. So the fallen angel wanted to create the race. And Enoch talked about.
I know you got. We heard that story. I want you to ask some questions about that story. Are these people looking? What way to you in your mind? Because I need to hear your mind on this. What you think these people are looking like? That are falling? Are they like what to you in your mind? Because see, this is where
shapeshift.
Were they animal looking shapeshifters or human looking shapeshifters?
Can look any. They can look whatever way they want to look. Okay, and they are the creators. Just like China. China's over there trying to create races. They mix in animals with humans. And if you look in Enoch, Enoch talks about that. The fish is the only fish that is born with two sexes. They took the fish, and like you said, the hermaphrodites, they wanted to create their own race. That's why they love transvestites, the men, the dick and the pussy. I mean, the dick and the titties. That turns them on because of the fact that their mind, this is their, right, that's why the transvestite is so overwhelming now. It's because angels.
But you answer the key. The key DNA seems to be to look like what? A who?
Like a male and woman.
No.
So that's what they want.
Most of the time a female, when you see a hermaphrodite person, especially a man, you just said trans. Let's get it. I want some clarity today. I can't take all this talking without giving me some clarity. If a person, a man, say I see a man that I don't know here, hermaphrodite, he fine as hell, whatever this is, sitting next to you, and he happens to be looking like a woman, because you've seen this in Atlanta or Georgia. There's a bunch of them down there. So you've seen these fine-ass men looking like a woman. You have to say then, is he actually worshiping a man in your mind, especially as if, or is he worshiping a woman cult in your mind? if he wants to look similar to you? Which one would that be?
I think some of them are doing either, and then some of them are doing both. Like,
okay.
Kardashians, he likes to have both.
No, I ain't asking that question. I say it in your mind. Do you see that a man who looking feminine, got a purse like you, better dressed than you, looking pretty, makeup, is he look like he worshiping a man cult, or is he worshiping to look like a woman to seduce men?
He's worshiping a woman.
Okay,
he's worshiping a woman.
Okay, so hold on. I'm going to ask that question. Make your last point. I'm going to ask that question because I'm bringing this up to see which one y'all think they worshiping. You just said he looked like they worship. Because if you looking like something, a woman, you got the same look, you're putting in breasts. You got the, especially, I'm not talking about the gay men. I'm talking about the pure tranny. The tranny that is the cult leader is the trannies. They're the cult leaders. I don't care what y'all think.
Right.
Cult leaders,
factually,
they're the cult leaders of this cult because they worldwide making a killing on money for this sex trade that's also slavery in a business. Now, in your mind, you just said to man, so what do you think the women who are watching now, men, pretend to be women to play in their sports? Is they worshiping men or are they really worshiping to be you in your mind?
They worship BS in their mind. They
okay, now go ahead. Now,
that's why they can't
make,
call
now,
themselves.
Now,
right.
Now make your last point. Go ahead, make your last point. I want to see,
okay, my last point
you.
Is this right here, that the fallen angels in Enoch, they talk about their time is short. The CERN is where the angels, the heads of the angels are. They are handcuffed in prison. That's why they're trying to break them out over in
all over.
Where's the CERN at again?
All over. So, France.
I know the one, the main one.
She's going to say Antarctica.
Okay.
Antarctica, too.
They're there.
Too.
So our government
right here in America. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I believe our government is being controlled by the fallen angels. And I believe it's on the Democrat side. And it's because of the fact that they are in line with all the things that they want. They want to control us. They want the hermaphrodites to overrule the normal looking women. They don't want people to call themselves pregnant women. They're the ones who are being guided. And these angels they know that their time, and I believe that things are moving so fast is because Enoch says that the time is going to come, just like the Bible. It says that the final days, because a lot of the Bible information really came from Enoch. Enoch was way before the Bible. So we have to look at Enoch's story saying that the Creator is going to come down, Mount Zion.
All right.
And we're going to be able to see the real person, the real individual, and we have to understand that these fallen angels are very, very real. That's why they ask you on the computer, are you a robot? That's why they're creating robots, because they're trying to create their own race better than us, but they need our identity to be able to have that success.
We got you. Calm down. You got to remember, Coast, you hear it all on TV, just like you're on the TV. Now, if this is the case, makes sense. That they, because it looks like Elon Musk backs up what you're saying. Elon Musk see that Twitter was fake, bunch of robot accounts, so something ain't right. And they are able to decipher who should be heard and who should be not. So if these type of electronic systems are being implemented, question to all y'all on the line then. So if the only way to look like to me, the fallen angel could manifest themselves, would be through AI, being that now they are your nonpartisan thinkers. They can justly justify you on Earth because you really created them, just like sex. Yes, it's the same thing, except it's a mental thing. So you're creating these creatures to bring you pleasure outside of humanity. And all of you are guilty. Don't even play on this phone. You will die if your phone is taken away right now. Many of you. I can't speak for who on the phone would do it first. I ain't going to go there. But the phone is important.
It happened to me about a month ago, and luckily I still kept my landline.
True story. Right. No,
yeah.
And I remember you saying, that's why I'm saying it, because if a reality point hits you, which is going to hit you, because I just told you that Order of Christ, if you look up there, merchant affiliation. I'm not going to keep telling y'all this because it's a shame y'all have not figured this out. They're merchant affiliations. All I'm going to do now is I'm gonna take one quick one. I got to make sure y'all get this today because all y'all saying the same thing. I got Dick Gregory. I watched a Dick Gregory thing called The Cotton Picking Truth About a Plantation recently. I've been watching a lot of good shit, cause, especially on with the smart TV. You just punching the shit and go, you know, it's like I'm at the movie watching the shit. So I said, man, now I'm not really going to get on Dick Gregory other than the fact that he made this in 2009. And it was based off a story. I'm not making this up. When people went into these states in the 1960s, we talking 60s, even after the so-called Emancipation Proclamation was signed, they had people in Mississippi, Alabama, parts of Louisiana, parts of Georgia, where they was actually plantation owning companies that held people still in slavery. I asked y'all the question, was Texas the last state? Now, one of you mugs, I won't go off. Now, one of y'all came up with the, who the answer? Just look up the
Mississippi?
Last state. No, go on.
We
go,
still
go.
In slavery, man.
No.
The whole planet is still in slavery.
No,
if I could stop back.
That's an easy comeback. I want you to tell me what the question was for you to win money. That's why
true.
I ain't on no game show. The real show, it may be true, but the fact of what we're talking about in this era, I said, what's the last state in America that everybody claim you celebrate? Y'all went to Juneteenth celebrations out there. Don't play with me. Feeling that fake energy. That energy did not explain how that was a lie. The lie was it was not the last state. The last, no, I want to know who the last state. Who the last state? You went, see, if you were to teach kids, that would make no sense. I said, who was the last state? I ain't say
I don't teach no goats. No goats.
Well, I do, because they're the greatest of all time.
Hey, drop the ball.
That's your seed.
From what I looked up, it was actually, it was either West Virginia or Mississippi. The reason why I said Mississippi, because they abolished slavery on the books 2013. And now with West Virginia, far as the Civil War aspect, that was supposed to have been like the last state to abolish slavery, but that was around right after the Civil War era.
So you below the Mason-Dixon line? Okay, I want y'all to look up above the Mason-Dixon line. I'm giving y'all a clue, the Mason-Dixon line. Now, all I'm going to say is this. Nothing's really wrong or right if you, because what Wes said earlier was, yeah, if we look at the overall major scheme, yes, I asked a specific question. You don't win on a game show because you're in the game without giving the right answer. The answer is
yeah,
still
I like
not...
to tie in what my sister was saying, man. But
no, jump in. Jump, yeah,
don't,
you go.
Don't follow
go,
the
go.
Angels. They went into y'all black women, man. Daughters of men. That's who they were screwing and flipped everything. Y'all black women, foul.
Okay,
with some sister black women. That's who the damn fallen angel fucking y'all black women, man.
Now you finally
look at this shit, man.
I told you he's gonna get hot. Did I say he's gonna get hot? See, I ain't had to say shit earlier.
Yeah, she jumped all around it, man.
Some women, there were some women angels that came down and had sex with the men too. Don't leave them.
Yeah, one that. Yeah, look at one. Hey, one named Mascara.
Okay.
One of them was named Mascara. That y'all love Mascara. Taught y'all how to put on fake eyelashes and shit, man. One of the fallen angels named Mascara. You right. A woman.
Now, hold on. Let's go there. Because she said earlier, I'm going with the fallen angel story. She said they came down and taught beauty because some was able to teach beauty and all that other stuff. So let's go with that.
Yes,
because
sir.
What's the biggest thing in the black neighborhood for most women is
cosmetic.
Beauty. Is beauty, cosmetic industry. Cosmetic
that's
industry.
That's right.
Now,
that was the fallen angel too. Cosmetic, mascara, all
I told you. Now, I'm only going to go with what y'all know. Y'all only know Egypt stuff, but in India, look at they guys. They hire hermaphroditic too. Go to another country. Y'all want to go to Zulu tribes? Look at they guys. They kind of... So what's happening is they either looking like fish. And what's on a woman is fish. The Pisces, the virtues of Pisces is the vagina. So this is all sex, magic, astrology that we are on right now. We're going to get it hotter and hotter. I told y'all, y'all going to love this. Y'all going to love it.
That's Gail Randolph.
It still goes back to the motherland with Yamaya. She was the mother of the fishes. Remember?
Mother of the fishes.
Yamaya. She was
right.
Both.
They,
You were both Hermaphrodite.
Now, I'm saying to y'all, thank you. Keep them words coming. Keep them words coming. Now, y'all been talking all this stuff for a long time. Now, I'm going to tell you, we only learned in the West, and that's a fact. Y'all can come with any theory, but a fact shows that if I ask you the question, did all our religions give us a masculine theory? Every one of the Western religions is a masculine theory.
Yes, sir. And one more thing, okay. How they did it, they were shape-shifting, man. It's all shape-shifting. What men trying to be women, women trying to be men, shape-shifting.
The sister said that earlier. So she's right. I'm not saying
yes,
wrong. I'm giving y'all facts. Facts matters on this program. So you don't feel like you're talking shit to people. See, people don't love facts. That's why you can vindicate yourself. V for Vendetta. That's why Winston Churchill, when he gave the V for Vendetta, y'all thought it was about just white folks. No. See, I told you there's going to be a vendetta. He told you, V for Vendetta. Now, we right now is, all of us is in a vendetta with your own surroundings. Your own surroundings. Don't even worry about the United States, World War. Let's go with that zip code. The zip code is the magic numbers. Look at your zip code. They so smooth. These people are magical with numbers.
Yep.
You ever?
The zip code I lived in had 666 in it.
Yeah. I know you.
And even that song you played, that dude kept talking about 42. Did y'all hear that song you just played? That dude kept saying the black number, 42.
Well,
Jackie Robinson.
Now, these are. Now, these are why I say we got to look at everything they're doing, because it's not a joke no more. Because it's coming to the point where they can ecologically create your death. Now, I watched this thing called Upload. They want to upload you to these servers. I'm not making this up. I can't. If I thought I could this up, I would make, I know, but
you're
they want you to be into servers. You're going to be a living host. Now, y'all, it's in your Bible that you'll be the host, the living host. I'm telling
you. But think about all them people, idiotic people taking them goddamn shots. They got that. They told you there's not nanoparticles in them, but people still taking it. People still walking around here masked now. You creating your own death.
Yep.
A living host.
Yep.
What they do all day. What the fuck is not y'all on the line, but what is you doing to contribute to your own demise? You know?
We got to stop with the bullshit. Stop with the bullshit. That's right. Because what happens is, I've said the zip code because I was watching. I'm telling y'all, if y'all love horror, I went on Prime and seen the 100 years of horror with Christopher Lee, and I'm gonna tell you, he was old, and when he did it, they must have got him before he died. Man, you could see the symbolism. I'm talking about one of the shows was the blood sucking belief system. They went off the whole world, man. Before they would show the whole world. Christopher Lee was showing the whole world. He showed, because see, they didn't want y'all to realize that the Egyptians was vampires too, and then they didn't want y'all to hear the Mayans were vampires. And all these other countries, because they was drinking blood on a high level. Now, I don't know what to tell y'all, other than the fact that we eat blood at a very minute level compared to what parts go. And I'm going to tell you why I say this. I'll tell you. I just watched Dick Gregory and them. They did a show called Cotton Picking, Truth About a Plantation. I mean, it's unbelievable. This lady was in the 60s, y'all. In the 60s, they were still in slavery. They was being raped, being sent to plantation, all because of the 13th Amendment. And I love Dick Gregory for this. I'm going to tell you how he broke it down in layman's terms. He said, which we all have heard, but I love the way he did his. He said, you free unless you get convicted. That is it.
Right.
That is it.
Prison industrial complex.
Right. So they created that. They created that on purpose.
You know why Dick Gregory got killed, right? You know why Dick Gregory got killed, right?
Well, if you want to tell the people, you go right ahead.
Yes, sir. Because he discovered that how they were doing the organ harvesting, man. See, me and him got the same birthday, October 12th, man. That's
now,
why he's getting me plugged in.
I'm not going to say. Hold on, time out. I'm glad he found out when he found out. But I'm going to tell y'all something.
Mm-hmm.
No, this
we already knew it.
He already knew it because
yeah,
I'm gonna tell you, right. I love everybody for what they do, but I can't let the fact show that when they found this out, you almost scared that when he found it out, you were like, dude, you was around the Playboy. He knew this at the Playboy Mansion, dude.
Yeah. He knew it, but look here, he was tying it into right now because your boy down there in Fort Lauderdale, Richard Curtis, Mizell Prudhomme, he the one that perfected that shit, man. Mizell Prudhomme, right in Fort Lauderdale. When they had Trayvon body, okay, they went up there and got Trayvon. The same week my mama died, man. I was in there that bare food home when I buried my mama that same week, man.
Wow.
With Trayvon. So Richard, the one that perfected his body, Augustin, man. Because he got my man from Kendrick Johnson. We had the newspaper stuff in it. That lady in Chicago that they found in the freezer. So Dick Gregg was breaking this shit out, man. That's why they killed
right.
him, bro.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to take that away, but I'm going to say this because I want people to know, he did have a love-rich life. Dick Gregory died at a high level age, so he got a lot of information out to us, and that was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
The one I'm going to tell you what I didn't like about this commentary that they did. They was at the point where reparations was, John Conyers was young then. They was trying to promote this lady. I'm going to tell you what the lady said. Y'all need to watch this lady. Her name was Annabelle Lou. She was in Mississippi. The same dude where this was happening, y'all, everybody, the same district is the same dude is the guy who owned the June 6th committee, the black guy who's over the committee. The black guy over the committee, his district, Dick Gregory did the video of his district. It's called Glendora, Mississippi. Go look this up, y'all. Glendora, Mississippi.
You're talking about Benny Thompson, right? Benny Thompson.
Benny Thompson was this district where this lady was saying how they had to eat. This is in the 60s, y'all. In the 60s, I think they got freed like in 64. 64, they finally escaped from this. It was like the movie long story short, when you hear how she had to eat, I was crying, dude. She said, they seen a bird. They talk real soon. If we seen a bird, we eat through the bird, feathers and all.
Can we make the same comparison with sex trafficking and sex slaves? Because that's still going on right now.
Right. And I'm just saying. But, you know, this is an era that they got our people believing the civil rights era. And this atrocity at the same. Here's a guy who's still in power. The district that Benny knew is almost. And I'm thinking Dr. King probably had to be getting high. He had to just separate from this. It come a point in life to y'all. Y'all want y'all to hear this before I go to Malcolm. That you have to become disillusioned. When you find out the people you really believed in, I know better than criminals in some cases, based on the fact that, yeah, they're able to bring in money. But when you see how the money is produced, when you see how everything is being brought in, it's all part of the order. And it all starts at the ports. It all starts everywhere. Now, I'm not making this up. I could do a book on what I just read from everybody else's stuff. They say the pirates came in, bootleggers. That's pirating. We was good at it. Who was the first? Richard Pryor got his initiation when he did the movie about the man who was racing the bootleg. He was the fastest bootleg driver. They taking the stories from the indigenous stories of our communities and profiteering, but somebody got to give them a pass, and that's where we have our that's where the problem gonna come in. And I'm putting it there to you, they're gonna create good and evil. They're gonna make you choose. Oh, believe that, this is not a game, because if we had a final period
of war.
You already said yourself, but y'all named the name. You said 2400 years, but Tom Seger said the cycle. Well, yeah, I know we had the cycle. Y'all know we at the cycle, but the cycle don't mean it's like travail. It's like a woman being impregnated. Impregnation sound good in the beginning until she has to have labor. And we at the labor point where it's going to rebirth something.
Whatever we're going to be dealing with abortion right now too, right?
That's why we said it. Now, I'm going to play this all the time before we go to break because I want people to know. I told you you were on the car or Molex. That's a fact. You can't deny the fact.
Yes, sir. And see, that's a short, Molec is short for molecular. That's your molecule.
Yeah. There you go. I ain't got to say it. Y'all say it. That's why we connected. We just put it out there, and y'all just go right to it. So it's not like we making this up. But here it is. I got to play this. This is why you know they've been lying. All facets. Ain't no Caucasian made up. This should be a wake-up call.
Oh, Uncle, we're famous. Hector Faulkner, 65, and Richard Baker, 13, have been missing now for 6 weeks. Faulkner is Caucasian. Well, they got that wrong because you're obviously white.
In modern times, we often hear the word Caucasian in police reports, whether it be for missing peoples or people wanted by the police, as Ricky Baker just pointed out for us. When used in these police reports for describing people, it seems that Caucasian is used to say that somebody is white. So where did this name for white people come from? The name has its origins in the Caucasus mountain range, a mountain range that resides in the also named Caucasus region, which is between the Black Sea and the Caspian Sea. The name Caucasus is believed to derive from the Scythian word Croicasis, which means ice shining slash white with snow, according to Pliny the Elder's natural history book. So how did the name of a mountain range come to be linked with people who have what has come to be known as white skin? Well, for this we have German physician, naturalist, physiologist and anthropologist Johann Friedrich Blumenbach to thank. Blumenbach introduced the idea of a new way of defining races. However, his idea of race was based on physical appearance as opposed to geography, yet the names of his ideas for races do come from geography. He split race into 5 different groups: Mongolian, which he called the yellow race that he saw in lands such as Japan and China; Ethiopian, which he called the black race that he categorized as all Africans minus those in the north of Africa; Malayan, which he called the brown race that he felt included Aboriginal Australians and Pacific Islanders; American, which he called the red race, which included the Native American race; and the aforementioned Caucasian race, which he called the white race, which he believed covered the majority of Europe, Western Asia and North Africa. Of course, this isn't the scientific fact, but just one person's interpretation. Blumenbach observed a lot of physical characteristics of different humans. One part of the body he was particularly interested in and thought was significantly important was the human skull. While researching skulls for his white race, he came across the skulls of Georgians and felt they perfectly captured the characteristics of his white race, naming his white race after the Caucasus Mountains that run along Georgia's northern border. Blumenbach's research was carried out during the turn of the 19th century, and of course the world has changed significantly since then. Blumenbach was an interesting fella. Despite pioneering the 5 race ideology and going so far to declare the other 4 non-Caucasian races as, and I'm quoting the man here, physically and morally degenerate forms of God's original creation, with God's original creation he believed to be the Caucasian race. Yet, despite all this, Blumenbach is considered one of the least racist thinkers of the Enlightenment. Historian Nell Irvin Painter explained that throughout his work, and especially in the definitive 1795 edition of On the Natural Variety of Mankind, Blumenbach rejected racial hierarchy and emphasized the unity of mankind. Yet, Blumenbach's ideas have become the foundation of something that has become known as scientific racism, in which people use the biology of others to justify their own superiority, with one infamous example being the use of skull size, as I mentioned earlier, to demonstrate that one race was smarter than the other. This was seen particularly in the United States to justify racial discrimination and slavery. Of course, this is very much not okay. While thankfully the time of legal slavery in America is behind us, there are still many issues with race in this world that we must change. One thing that seems to have changed for good is the use of the 5 races. I've thankfully never seen people from countries like Japan and China be blanketed with the term Mongolian, and thankfully I've never heard of all black people being labeled as part of the Ethiopian race. Yet Caucasian seems to still be a very commonplace name for white people in the English language. Yet as it's a name that has been used throughout history to segregate whites from other races and to depict them as super.
Now, this Caucasian thing you heard through Farrakhan and everybody, the Caucasus Mountains. Clearly, the movie Django should wake you up immediately. You should have thought of Django immediately if he was thinking really good. Django shows you that the dude was German that Jamie Foxx was hanging with. They dressed him wrong as a Moroccan, meaning that he had superiority and gave them the charge. That's what that means, to be slaves.
What's his name? Schultz? Dr. Schultz or something like
Dr. Schultz. They showed you in Django, and that Candyland, that's where the eugenics people was at. Just like the Get Out movie, the Get Out movie. Same thing. How he know to get out? Because he in the bloodline. Now, I don't care who you fuck. That's your business. White pussy is good pussy. All pussy, it makes you feel good. I don't care. I'm just telling you that they hooked up to famous bloodline families. Ain't no way you making a movie about Get Out, showing you the Blooming Beck. That was a blooming. Did you just not hear Blooming Beck was considered the least racist of the Enlightenment era? Now, I hope y'all look up the Enlightenment era for me and yourself so you don't have to listen to me. Say, you better look this shit up, because if you don't, you're going to say, well, damn, these are the same political philosophies they call progressive. The same philosophies of these people is considered progressive philosophy. So all I'm going to say is...
Not the insurance company, huh?
Not the insurance.
Hey, let me tell y'all something about Bill Gates, man. His daughter got a black dude, man. He tearing that ass up. Bill Gates finna fall apart, man. his daughter got a brother now. He's long stroking her ass.
Hey, I ain't gonna never be surprised out of that dude, because remember, I told you through this lesson, not to me, they own history, the Slavic people. All you gotta do is look at, they've been fucking the Arabs. All the kidnapped slave movies has been going to the Arabs as they, if you looked at the first one, when he tried to find his daughter, Nelson, whatever his name, with the movies, she ended up being taken by the Arabs. Plain and simple. Ain't hard to see. The movie's there. I didn't make the movie. Hollywood made the movie.
And it makes sense why in a lot of the inner city neighborhoods, you got all these Arab grocery stores in the black neighborhoods. It kind of makes sense.
Right. Makes sense. And if somebody's going to be missing, it sure ain't by blacks. That's all I'm going to say. Now, let's keep it going. We need to
I'm
going to
try one more stab at it, bro. Was it Pennsylvania?
Close. You close.
It's either Pennsylvania or Maryland.
You in the right. Oh,
yeah, it's Maryland.
It's
Maryland. Because that's where the Baltimore.
Thank you,
Wes. Baltimore. Yeah. That way it is.
Hey, you know what, man? See how you've been.
Man, because I was wrecking my brain.
I said, and more or less, Washington went over to Delaware. Well, who is it? A black
yep.
man.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Hey, Bone. Hey, Bone.
I love this shit. Go ahead.
Hey, Bone.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Bone, can you hear me?
Yes, go. Oh, I hear you.
What about the snapping turtle, the Maryland Terps?
The Maryland Terps. The
Terps. The Fabians.
Yeah. The Fabians. Yeah, the Terps.
The Fabians.
Yeah, that turtle. The snapping turtle. Yeah. I'm telling you, man. Ain't no way we can escape this. You can't escape this, nobody, because we is zip coded. All I can say is some things we learned a long time ago when we were going to the Morris classes, they always talk about that zip code, but we never captured the zip codes. That's our own fault then. If your zip code is Native American zip code, which many of it are, you have no control, and the Native Americans that are perceived to be the Native, I'm just going to say perceived, not to be rude or anything, but perceived to be the Native Americans, have not even sat down and had a powwow with any of the, other than gambling is the only interaction they got with black people. I don't care how you want to look at it. I'm looking at facts, percentage facts, math, numerology. Geometry, all that is in, just adding up common sense tells you that they winning over us in all aspects based off this so-called definition of indigenous people. Now, I don't blame anybody for being dumb, because we all was dumb. Everybody was dumb. I mean, God forbid, no, I was dumb. Now, question is, how long do we stay dumb? You don't have much time. We don't have much time. I'm going to tell you why I say that. Time is a summation of moments in time. Now, meaning that you can die anytime, but through the time frame of your life, you still probably adding on 20 to 10. Some of y'all don't even see y'all dying yet, unless you're young. But obviously, we know that's a lie. So, question of time is, it can happen at any time. So that's why it's infinite. Now, let's even go further. before we even get to that time frame. You had enough things to see in your life right now to say that you've been lied to. Plain and simple. There's no reason to even fool yourself that you ain't been lied to. Family ain't shit. Nobody can buy houses together in black neighborhoods like they used to. You were more competitively resourceful 50 to 60 years ago than you are now. What they do is put celebrities that give you the same. Most celebrities make more money selling alcohol than music. Ain't that something? Ain't that strange? Ain't that the same origin of what how they claim you? They took over the land through alcohol, but now you don't find it strange that the celebrities.
But then, just like with Seagrams, it doesn't make sense why they influence they practically owned hip hop. That makes sense.
Right. So obviously, the game book is in our eye, but somebody, we reading it in wrong code. It's like coded. Everything is coded. In medical field, it's called coding. If you don't have the right coded, you will remain dumb and may not transition properly. That's what this is all about, a transition properly into the new order. How are you going to transition? Yeah, I hope y'all ready for this because we ain't going to stop. Here's what they're going to do. I told you India is in the mix. I know Indian women fine. I mean, you ain't going to stop. Caribbean, I don't give a damn. They fine as hell. No, ain't got nothing to do with that. It's
hey, those 5 million barrels of oil that Biden sent off to India, China, throughout the,
Your vice president's mama's from India. You compromised, baby.
Now, I'm only going there because I told you when I read this report of the, comprehensive report about, they going to Guinea. I said, man, wait a minute, man. We leaving out people, routes and shit because you've been brainwashed. How you going to know the slave trade on one route? Oh, you guys only learn this one route. That way you won't know we did you in the ass on the other routes. Okay, let's keep it moving. Here it goes. I'm going to go there. Y'all been talking all this lost tribe shit, and I've been hearing y'all for years. I said, man, I believed it. I really did. I went to the Indian part of this, because they all go to these areas. Listen to this part, y'all, and then I'm going to get it moving. And retrospectively, unbelievable discoveries of a lost white tribe that proliferated in the late 19th century. This not come from me. This come from them. This is a lost white tribe that proliferated in the late 19th century or early 20th century. While none of these clans proved to be white in racial sense intending by explorers, the legacy of these lost tribes continue to quietly be indelibly shaped in the lives of millions of people in Rwanda, to India. Listen to what they said. Rwanda, I didn't say this. They said these lost tribes continue to be quietly but indelibly shaped in the lives of millions of people in Rwanda and India. Said the lost tribes grew out of Blumenbeck's central theory that the Caucasians were the original human type, a form that changed, or in his words, degenerated other racial forms as the Caucasian migrated from their ancestral homeland of the Caucasus Mountains to other areas of the world where they encountered the efforts of new climates. This is amazing. This idea was boasted by the British scholar William Jones. I just gave it to you. William Jones, look him up. This was propagated by the Fabian Society. They made you believe in a lost tribe. Holy shit. There's no such thing. They made this shit up. I just showed you. They made the shit up.
You're right,
bro. They also said we made up the Hamitic hypothesis was made up. They called themselves, they said they did not want to be called See, I never knew the word was back then, but zealous and xylophones, you know, the thing where they call you an xylophone for hating gays. That word is actually, they made up word. But here's where it gets deep, everybody. I'm going to stop after this. It says mistakenly, this is how you know this is outrageous. But after leading members of the scientific community among the scholars of the Africa, it is called the Hermetic Hypothesis after Ham and the son of Noah, who were mistakenly identified as the common ancestors of all African people. Egyptologists call this the dynastic race theory. Linguists describe this as the Aryan invasion theory, and European anthropologists, it was called the Nordic race theory. While each of these theories had its own variations, they all promoted the idea that the ancient, light-skinned, racially superior population left its ancestry homeland to conquer Europe, Africa, and Asia. It says they're light-skinned.
And the NBA.
I said, wow. Now, this is not me talking. This is, I've read his theories. I said, let me go read some shit. I said, you know what? This is pathetically disgraceful that our school system has now been taken over by a bunch of ridiculous people who are taught you to only do one thing, kill your babies. And you have done it. You have done it. Now I must play this for all you who do not know why I play it. Because I told you, you are worshiping the sacred hermaphrodite. You have no idea of what you're talking about. I'm not even the brightest person at all in the world. And yet, if I can figure this out, that should be fucking scary to you. It really should be. That they started to say, hey, the population ain't as dumb as we thought. They're able to figure some of this out. Now they're going to start restricting shit. Watch and see. Watch and see. Because they realize that these mediums, which is why I call social medium, what was the first thing when you go to clairvoyance? She's called a medium.
Who is Zion? Zion. Zion is Isis. Om is Osiris. Israel is Ra. El is Isis. Ra, the Egyptian sun god. El, the god of the Levant. Who is Elizabeth? El, Isa. Beth. El, the god of the Levant. Isa is Isis. Beth is the second Hebrew letter, meaning house. Therefore, Elizabeth means house of the sun and moon. Who is Solomon? Sol, O, Mun. Sol is the sun. Mun is the moon. Zion, Israel, Elizabeth, Solomon, all mean one thing. The Sacred Hermaphrodite, popularly known as Shiva, the Sacred Hermaphrodite manifests in many forms. Ahura Mazda of the Zoroastrians took on a hermaphroditic form when he gave birth to fire and the luminaries. In Buddha's female form, she is called Tara. The god reputedly worshipped by the Ninth Templar was Baphomet, who was represented by Eliphaz Levi as a goat-headed hermaphrodite. Even Jesus Christ was subjected to a forced dual nature during his crucifixion. His wound, inflicted by Pontius Pilate, is symbolic of a bleeding vulva. The root of the word hermaphrodite refers to the god Hermaphroditos, who was born of the union between Aphrodite and Hermes. Upon his union with the nymph Salmasis, he became a being of both sexes. The union of the sexes is most succinctly represented by the Seal of Solomon, which in turn represents the crux of creation, known as the Holy of Holies.
Now, we back. We already told you, we ain't playing today. Named all the gods. Just like I told you, I named the vampires with Sekhmet.
And wasn't one of them the first number one pick in the NBA draft in the New Orleans Pelicans a few years ago? Zion Williamson from Duke University, the Duke Blue Devils.
Devils. There you go. Who's always, he might be a bust. So you're going to bust a nut. Go ahead. Y'all take over for a minute. I got this. I got to look up this paper.
Yes, sir. And then that number one is that Vlad the Impaler, man. That dude was Vlad the Impaler. He's the first one to suck some blood and all that shit, man. So you was right with Vlad, man. Vlad the Impaler, man. And that's what Columbus was doing, man. He was Vlad the Impaler, man. That put this stuff crazy, man. Y'all see that?
Yeah, I'm still here. Nah, that made me think about something when we was talking about that clip Drybone's always played by eating the babies, and then think about all that.
Yes,
we were just talking about the fecal matter. They put the shit they put in the food.
Fecal and all that, the whole fetus, man, the whole damn fetus, bro. And this stuff, they turning everybody to cannibals, man. That's why people flipping out, man.
Oh.
Yes, sir. And like I said.
Now, hold on. You sent that link out.
Yes, sir.
Just give them a little list. A little list. Because I was in shock. And it makes you have to now. Just give them a little list of what you gave. I mean, just a couple things that you see. Yeah, take your time. Don't worry. Population-wise, when he sent me, I had to reevaluate what I was eating that week. I said, well, goddamn. I know a mayonnaise salad.
Yes. Yes, sir. He got Pepsi, start with Pepsi Cola. Pepsi Cola,
hey,
number one.
Hey,
man. Hey, you want something to list? Pepsi Cola, Starbucks, Frito Lay. Y'all know the Fritos. Quaker Oats.
Oh, man.
Gatorade, Lifted D.
Gatorade.
Yes, sir. Gatorade, Kraft, everything with Kraft. Y'all talking about the Kraft.
Hey, man.
Campbell food,
Coca-Cola. Oh, my God. Stop, man. Hold on. Stop. Don't go to work.
Baby Ruth.
Stop, man. I can't take no more. I'm about to pass out. A baby Ruth with almonds.
Yes, sir.
Got baby fetus, everybody in it. Now, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm telling you, go look this up, why they are so protective about eating babies. Hey, hold on. Somebody put me on mute because if y'all can hear me, that means y'all got yourself too loud. I'm too loud. Y'all got to be a little lower. Because remember, you don't want to really hear yourself. You just want to hear me through the phone, not through that machine because it will make an echo. There you go. Now, I'm only doing this because y'all brought it out. The reason why I didn't think about it until y'all stopped. I said, man, I start calculating my own mind. I said, well, goddamn. If we eat this much shit, no wonder they want a meeting like this, man. No wonder.
We're going to be here for much longer because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel. It's not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you're pollutants. Too much CO2. We have
I've seen women get mad because I'm very vocal. I'm very polite with it, though, because I know women can get you, they can call all kinds of shit. So you'd be nice about it when you talk to them. But I'm sympathetic to anybody who had an abortion. This is a fact. We ain't no judgment, no none of that. All I'm saying is, if you only would look at the percentage of your baby in the monetary wealth, even though you got rid of it, let's go with this premise right quick. Whatever the reason, you got rid of it. Now, your getting rid of it just made a group $1 million+ off of every baby is made. It's $1 million in an abortion game. Just look it up. It's damn sure like, wow. It can go to cosmetics, it can go to food, it can go to pharmaceutical, it can go to a whole bunch of shit. So, boom. Now, all I ask for you women, since you so caring about your babies and you got husbands who you have probably abortions with or boyfriends and shit that you did it for, and men, you are comfortable in it because you her dual half, even though you split it, you still the dual half that split it. That was called the miracle of life because you was able to split. Now, you split it, but you gave her a complex to do it. You are culpable by, just by pure energy of facts that you put in her mind that I don't want the baby. get rid of it. She might not want it. That was a hard decision. She's fucked up for years, and you moving on, all that shit. So that is definitely culpability. Now, here's where it gets deep. If you want to really say you really care, y'all should just sue Planned Parenthood for all the wealth they made off your baby without giving you a residual check. See, that would be smart thinking, wouldn't it? I just found out they made $1 trillion off our babies by selling to the pharmaceutical department. They didn't get this from me. This is their own records. You just heard them say, we want to eat babies. Well, all of a sudden, the same year that they said they want to eat babies, all these burgers came out and shit. Trial runs and shit. Burger King came out with the Impossible Burger right after that. She said, we must eat the baby. And you know what? The car industry now is like every car that claimed they wasn't for gas. They want gas. They got commercials for badass electric cars that only go 300 miles in an area. So I'm saying, well, damn, can I take a trip with this shit? I mean, you know. Well, yeah. And so my mind is they already transformed. Transformers, more than meets the eye. They watch that commercial or the Transformers. That tells you. They transforming already. You're going to be robots. They already told you in the Transformer cartoon movie. My kids know this shit. They'll be like, Dad, you right. They already know. Common sense can show you transforming every day. It doesn't happen overnight. They got it called the Tarpons. Slow motion. Gradualism. Before you know it, we'll kill off 4 or 5 generations and we got what we want. That's what happened during the 600 years that y'all love to talk about. Then it took them 400, but let's give them 6 because we're in the 2000 now. Back in the 60s when we thought it would never last, when slavery was that long, come on, man. Slavery is in the 60s. Martin Luther King running around the country talking about, I told you, it's a setup. I can't help if y'all still love Martin Luther King. I love him too, but guess what? If it was a setup, it's a setup. Now, Trump may be a setup too. I'm bringing all this out to the voice. I want y'all to be talking no shit to me. Now, some things we don't like. I mean, Trump got some good shit, got some bad shit. But he going to have to explain, all y'all listening. Now, it's 2 ways to look at this. 2 ways. I want y'all to listen carefully as the president, because this is what's going to be on the line here. The Bible story stated that God was told Israel, who you just heard was the names of what you just heard earlier, to go and kill off the people in the promised land. Why do you think you got manifest destiny there? I mean, common sense would tell you that, right? They took that shit serious. They took that shit serious. Y'all ain't taking it serious because y'all in playland. That's why they call y'all infidels. Infant land. Baby land. Now, y'all hate Trump. But one thing I tell Trump.
Candy land.
Candy land. There you go. Thank you, man. And now, Trump going to have to say a few things now. He going to come up because I don't know if this is a good idea. If DeSantis. I'm scared of that name now. I'm seeing all these D's and shit, D-Sat, D-0-0. I'm nervous as hell. I'm in pirate land. Shit. We got alligators. I'm in dinosaur land. I got motherfucking alligators near me. I can see alligator every day if I want to. I say if I want to.
Hell, we got a governor here that's funding transgenderism. His family is, and he's got a tranny in his family, a cousin, that used to be a lieutenant colonel in the Illinois National Guard. So what does that tell you?
That's telling you. This agenda we just showed y'all, the hermaphrodite agenda is real. They gave you the secret names of the gods and shit. Come on, bro. Why is that? Hey, put yourself on mute if you're moving around. Moving around, put yourself on mute. Just come back when you stop moving. Radio is to be, you ever see a fucking walking reporter? Let's see, he got to stand still.
That's my fault. I
muted
myself.
Report.
My bad.
Well,
I just muted myself.
On mute.
My bad.
Must have knew Trump was coming up.
American citizens should vote in American elections. which is why the time has come for voter ID, like everything else. Voter ID. You know, if you go out and you want to buy groceries, you need a picture on a card. You need ID. You go out and you want to buy anything, you need ID and you need your picture.
All right, the president hitting the strong dollar, raising interest rates, doesn't like the fact that in this interview with CNBC, you know, why does this always happen? The economy picks up steam and then the Federal Reserve decides to whack it with a hike.
Today, more lines.
I just feel like we're in the third world.
And more frustration.
Beyond irritating.
After an epic 10-hour blackout, the power at the world's busiest airport was back on this morning. Still, more than 400 flights were canceled today, on top of the 1,100 canceled yesterday.
The lights went out. We were on the plane for like 7.5 hours.
In Sunday's chaos, some passengers initially feared a terrorist attack, confused by a lack of information.
I was not expecting that.
The stranded, some on planes for more than 6 hours, left in terminals with little food.
Thanks, Atlanta.
The president has directed that the Department of Defense and the Department of Homeland Security work together with our governors to deploy the National Guard to our southwest border to assist the border patrol. The president will be signing a proclamation for that effect today.
There are some lands that the Department of Defense owns that right on the border that are actually areas where we see illicit activity. As part of what DOD does every day in terms of force protection, we're looking into options for the military to build wall on military installations on the border.
Now, that is going to be the biggest cry right there for all coming up in this election. Is
if there's going to be an election.
Now, hold on, yeah, that's the second premise, boy. Y'all on top of it. Well, that's why I love y'all, because I'll be like, damn, that's first. If it's that, going to be the number one, because they're going to say, look how many people coming in here, and they don't have to be tested at all. But the question is, are you going to have to be tested by being citizens of America? Because think about it. They about to let all these people come in, and yet COVID is now in the news. I just told you earlier that when I spoke, I said, ain't it strange, COVID all in the news? I don't know if it's going to be an election either.
To what the brother is saying too, and what the question will be, if it were to be a midterm election, like, you know, we know, and we've been hearing all sudden about the cavalry coming, it's gonna be a red wave where it's gonna be catastrophic losses, both House and Senate. And it could be a lot of court cases. Hold on.
We got to go off in a minute. Those of you on the internet, we're at the top of the hour. You jump on immediately. You better call immediately to get in this call, because if not, I don't know what happens to you after 12 o'clock. You may be cut off. Also, Antoinette, much love, brother Eddie, much love, brother West, brother Kwame, and of course, my man. We're supposed to be doing stuff with Kim Weston. She has something. Please listen to that show, Kim Weston, because, again, she's in Detroit, a living legend, still alive. Let's give some power to her as well. And I hope to get her on our show, because I would love to ask her about some things, because she is an icon for real. So much love to her. And hey, Brother Ray, call me. You were supposed to do something. You didn't call. I don't know what's going on. So keep me in touch. 10 seconds before we go out. I got to take a break. I want everybody to come back. Where we left off, brother, you come back in where we left off at, and we'll be right back.
In a world like today, it's a rare occasion to be able to see young mothers like the ones that were around when I grew up. But they live on in memory to quite a few of us. And this song is dedicated to those who cherish that memory. Early one Sunday morning, breakfast was on the table. There was no time to eat. She said to me, "Boy, hurry to Sunday school, filled with the Lord of glory. We learned the holy story. She'll always have her dreams, despite the things this troubled world can bring. Oh, say, don't you know we love you, sweet Sadie? Place no one above you, sweet Sadie." Well, well, well.
Living in the past.
Sometimes it seems so funny, no money will turn your life around. Sweeter than cotton candy, stronger than Papa, though brandy. Always that needed smile. Once in a while, she would break down and cry. Sometimes she'd be so happy, being with us and Daddy, standing the worst of times, breaking the binds with just a simple song.
Sweet Sadie, y'all jamming on that one. What a beautiful song that is. We back. We back. We back. And guess what? It's about to get hotter. We're at the 12 o'clock noon, high noon here. South Florida looking beautiful. We out here doing what we do. And we got the dry bones out there listening. Let's go with this premise, y'all. Because, again, we want to bring y'all into the matrix of what's happening now. You see the path. You see the light. Organization of any organ. Organ. Me. You better find the right organisms to congregate with now. It's at the point where they already naming what they're going to do. We heard it was called a scientific dictatorship. Now, I'm telling you straight up, I know these phones are they're going to make us go to 5G. The reason why, because when they activate what they're going to activate, I don't know when, just no time will tell. But obviously the shot must have some premise, because Denzel didn't want to come. He used COVID today to not get his recognition, because he know what he hooked up to. He trying to stay away from that. It's going to be hard then. Gonna be hard. You got a lot. I don't know how they're gonna run that one, because you want to explain after you get out of this COVID, how you gonna, you know, are you gonna take it from Biden? You know, you see what Biden doing. You ain't stupid. And then you got the prime minister, former ex prime minister, he gets shot in Japan. I played a tape that was sent to me by some good brothers, and I said the Chinese people already warned them for messing with Taiwan. You're going to get it. You reneged on the deal. Then we got all kind of, Boris Johnson of Britain, he resigns. Y'all don't realize
yes,
what
sir.
This is. I mean, y'all got to see that this is played out right during the month that we said.
And don't forget the people of Sri Lanka, man. The people of Sri Lanka, man. Y'all look up Sri Lanka. They starved their capital, man. I mean, the people of Sri Lanka, they ain't no joke. They challenge their government, man. So it's beautiful the way they stormed their capital, man. Damn, they killed the president, burned down the damn capital. So I was hoping that the same thing might happen on January 6th in D.C. when everybody wake up. Everybody wake up to tear that damn place down. All this shit coming to an end, man. It's beautiful.
Hey, baby, that's why they're putting up gates in front of the Capitol. The judges. I even watched a show that even mentioned Batman as New York City. They call New York City on TV Gotham. It was a newscast.
Yeah.
New York is becoming Gotham City. I said, Gotham City? I said, damn. So y'all vindicated again by looking at DC Comics, deciphering the comics, which is a new hieroglyph for our era.
And remember that last Batman movie, they had got a new black female mayor, and she called a state of emergency after Batman was fighting with
the
Riddler.
That's right.
And the city flooded, and she had to call a state of emergency and lock the city down.
And then
speaking of New York, man,
that was Catwoman.
They got 666 gargoyles all over the buildings, man, in New York.
Gargoyles.
They surrounded
with
gargoyles, man.
Gargoyles. No doubt about that. No doubt. Gargoyles are... Yeah, I've been watching the movies for all this time. They like guardians of the universe, the gargoyles. Yeah. The pick makers.
I still say about that Denver Airport. At Denver Airport, they got that talking gargoyle. You walk past and that motherfucker say, what up? They start talking to you, man. It's crazy.
So... So you see right now, there's a lot. Now, this Fallen Angel thing, I ain't going to leave it alone. I don't know if I have to lie to some people, but I've been seeing with hands up.
That's
now.
Right.
I'm trying to get most of y'all in here. I got your hands up.
Nine nine two seven.
9927. You in there. New callers. 9927.
Can you hear me? I ain't going to be
there. There you go.
Long.
Yeah, but go. I'm sorry to hold you that long, but go ahead. Take all the time you need. Go.
Okay. So, you know, I love you, brothers. The other time I fell asleep, y'all, I ain't gonna lie. My back went out. I went to sleep and blah, blah. Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, you know, they got 10G in Seattle. They got 10G in China. They got 8G in Japan. And they got 5G here, which they want to make to 6G. So everything is going. The frequency is just moving up, you know what I'm saying, in different areas. This is where the frequencies are in different areas. In Buffalo, I know we got 5G here, or at least towers we got all around us and need to burn down. I don't mean it like that, but hey, we got these towers around us. We definitely got the 5G. For all we know, we might have more than just 5G, because since they got Roswell in place and all these other organizations that like to make money off of us, sure. This is a way to make money, radiate our asses. So I ain't going to stay long because of my children running in here. I love you.
That's right.
I've been lied to. So I know this is all fake. I know everything around us ain't real. I wake up every morning like, yo, okay, what's going on in the Sims today? Because we definitely in a simulator, for real. What's going on in the Sims? Should I chill? Should I do this? Should I do that? What should I do? What am I programmed to do? Yo, we've been lied to, for real.
Yeah, we've been lied to. I don't know about that shit, because I had enough of seeing that. How is I able to find it? And it ain't even hard no more. After you go to like,
it ain't no, it's not a game no more. Everybody got to resurrect their mind. You have to wake up
and
know that we are at war and it's wrong. The war is wrong, period.
They want us to lose weight for some other people. That's a good one. They fatten us up for some people. It was a lose weight for some. That's classic right there. That's classic. And that's pretty much the design level that they got everybody on. Yeah. The vision, big and good, big and small. Like, you know, the Watusis would be. So, I mean, this division has been going on for, I told y'all, do not leave out what they told you. They gave you the clues. They said Aristotle, Academius, and Christianity were their vehicles to promote within this new system. You are in that system. You are in that matrix. You're not in the matrix of the Eastern and Western world. You're the Western world. You're not in the North and Eastern. You know, your matrix is only over here. You have no power in that dynamic. They come in here with their dynamic. You cannot manifest in their dynamics. Think about that one for a minute. Let's keep 716
going. 716 is now 872. We got a new area code.
What?
I think it's 872. Yeah. They said they was going to change it.
They definitely did.
And they said that if you have 716, you know, you better hold on to it because it's an antique, you know, 716 related.
So that
what?
Means a new zip code.
Buffalo.
That state
yeah.
might be brought. Now, here's how I'm looking at this. Now, I could be wrong, but I'm giving you from accounts of listening to people and factual interviews, books. That zip code changing means there's a new owner. That's all I'm going to say. It's a new owner on that zip code. Y'all might have to give the booty to that new owner. So whatever taxes might come out of that zip code that they just changed your area code. Remember, area code is what I'm calling when I say your area code. All right.
Yeah.
Let's go to four.
I think I know who the new owners are. You know what I'm saying?
I think I know who the new owners are.
They've been around for a very long. You just had the discussion on the new owners.
Oh, I know who they are. 4-8. See, that's why we're talking. 4-8-5-3. The connection is there. Let's keep it rolling. 4-8-5-3.
That's right. Area code ain't nothing but a barcode, baby.
Much love. Go ahead.
Right. The new owners.
Yeah, and that's Silicon Alley too, isn't it? Albany, isn't Albany Silicon Alley now?
It's gonna be. That's the capital of New York State. Yeah, sure is.
And they call it Hymie Town and all of that. But look at the same thing. Look at what just happened in Buffalo. So they trying to shake up the people, get out the way because. You know, I say about three greetings, family. I apologize for not speaking. Greetings, family. But I want to say these things while it's fresh on my brain. I was on a phone call with this sister about 3 weeks ago, let's say a month ago, middle of last month. And she was talking about when the Europeans were brought here, all the tribes and nations that basically disappeared that weren't even cataloged. And the majority of those places that she spoke of was all on the eastern seaboard, all of these so-called capital cities that they're striving to get control of again. Just like prime example, has anybody ever talked about or did any research on exactly how much of a part New York, Hymietown, had to do with the Civil War? The truth about it, because we know it was economic and do nothing with sleep. Freeing anybody because most of the people that were landowners during that time down here was the indigenous people. And that's another reason why it was an economic war. You know, that's one. And the other thing is this. There's glass on the desert near Kemet. Kemet is a grid. They said that the Kemets were bald-headed because of radiation fallout. Too many damn people children in the mind. They're not as old as us in the mind. That's another reason why we're so patient and how with all the shit we've been through, we ain't really killed nobody but us. We've always been 20 to 1 to others on this planet, but we ain't never annihilated nobody, right? So here we are with everybody got these damn nuclear weapons, and that was some heavy heat that happened on that desert where there'd be so much glass laying around, not just sand, but glass. And nothing's grown there, you know. So these are the things that I look at, Dry Bones.
I see all that. I seen that. That was deep. I seen that on one time on Asia. One of Asia or something was on, There was a, they believe there was nuclear explosions or some type of explosion that created the diamond and a bunch of stuff on Earth. According to the India, some of their sacred books, as well as the African, I'm just using continent names, their books all state that there was, you know, flying vehicles around. And also,
electricity, all of that.
Yeah. How would they, see, this is the thing I don't give with people. You can't make no map on the same surface. It doesn't make no sense. I mean, for people to think that a map could be made by you just surfing, navigating the coastline, nah. You got to be above the coastline to get a picturistic aerial view of what you are actually looking at. And that's another thing that people don't take into account, of how these ancient maps and so forth was even in the diametrical latitude and longitude lines are like not even a couple of centimeters apart. So that's almost accuracy at that time.
Hey, Dry Bones, you seen The Fifth Element with Bruce Willis?
Not lately, but I have seen it. And also your boy, the comedian. I ain't seen it lately. I've never seen it because he was a hermaphrodite.
Chris Rock.
Chris Tucker. He
Tucker.
Was the hermaphrodite.
Right.
Chris Tucker was the hermaphrodite in that movie. Yeah, go ahead.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. No, but it's the fact that, remember when Bruce Willis ordered some Chinese food?
Yeah. It came out like...
You remember how the Chinese food got to him?
I think it was through the computer. It was some type of, if I'm mistaken.
No, bro. He opened his window. There was a Chinese man on a Chinese boat that floated in the air. Sales and everything was up.
Check that out. There you go. Because they were flying in the air in that movie too, and all the thing was flying. He was in that taxi. The taxi thing was when he was flying through the whole damn. It's yeah. Now,
yes,
you think, now I'm a question. Now, this is what I try to tell people. We're not saying this is not happening. We say this is right now going on. I'm telling you right now in Dubai, parts of these AI cities that's being built with huge, humongous amount of money. Crypto, whatever y'all want to call using, as well as underground taverns that are already operating on this level that we just ain't privileged to see. That's why I say is that Georgia Dye Scones being destroyed, because that's their manifesto to bring this down. And I don't think they got a problem bringing it down, because the actual time capsule, which we will show, wasn't even talked about on the news. There's way more to that shit than just that damn... That whole time capsule shit was like telling you this is exactly what we're doing. I'm saying, are they destroying that to resurrect? That's a symbol to me. Not no damn.
I got a question for you in reference to that. That's deep.
Go ahead. All right,
you ready for the question? Let me just ask this one question before I go to mute.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you think that the individuals who built them said, okay, our work is complete? Or some people have woke up and said, no, this shit ain't going down, and to let the people know this ain't going down, this is going to bring more attention to these stones.
I'm going to go to my work is complete, because up prior to when it was actually built in the 80s, that man, the person they claimed his name is R.C. Christian, which most people in the cult world will say is Rastacrucian Christian. And so from that, we know that he was supposed to be oblivious by being there, because that was, remember, Georgia is the granite capital. Now, when I went, Alex Jones, it had been defaced with spray paint. When I went after that, it was defaced. I said, let me go up there, because I was watching Alex Jones shit back in them days. Back in them days, Alex Jones... I wanted to see where he was going with his shit. I said, he talking that get rid of the Federal Reserve. The reason why I followed a lot of people, because at the time, everybody knew the offshore banking cartel was the reason for this problem. Most people should know that by now. The Federal Reserve is not even part of America. They're an offshore banking cartel. So if they're able to promote this in off-seas, that means it's true about vindication for all my classes I went to with the Moorish and people about we under amnesty law. Obviously, we are. Maritime law, because they brought it over to the land. Amnesty law is on land now. So now this is where it gets to be pirateering. So I understand that, and I followed him from that. Now here's where I got my thing. When I started watching that, I realized that they made this up in Georgia off Jekyll Island. That's why Georgia is going to be so prominent in this election. And as you hear, I play the tape so y'all on the same wavelength. Georgia had a big power. That was Jade Helm when we did them shows. Georgia just had power loss recently in the airport. Just recently. Go ask the people who work there. Just recently, the whole train went down for a few hours. So they already know they could cartel all travel through Georgia because Georgia is Atlantis on the same lane.
Isn't it interesting that Georgia is at a higher elevation than most places on the East Coast, and Georgia's in the South, right above Florida.
Right above Florida.
Right next to Tennessee.
That's right. And I tell everybody, when you look at that area, look at the most political travail. We got Brother West. We're going to do a live report. We're going to do political shows the week of that election. If it's on Tuesday, we're doing Tuesday night. Brother West, you'll be my correspondent for Georgia. And everything we're going
to... Right on.
Now, I can tell you right now, Herschel Walker might be a rhino. He might be an Asian. I can tell you that right now. He might be Asian. I'm going to say...
Yellow Eyes, he's still alive? I shouldn't have said that, but he's still alive, Herschel Walker?
Yeah, you should be vindicated because you actually said it. He should be vindicated. Brother West is vindicated 100%. I can tell you straight up, I'm nervous of him now more so because now he got illegitimate kids. You going to wait to come into politics with all that garbage?
Yeah, he got some kind of history, man. And,
right.
If he say the right thing, man, he could win, man. If he say the right thing for these
If he win, it'd be a miracle. But right now, look at what just happened here in Florida. The dude who was caught butt naked and everything.
Oh, you talking about Gillum. You talking about Gillum.
He was just in the news here on some crazy shit.
That's a ritual.
Yeah. So you think about it. They're going to let Gillum be over the black people here who has done nothing for you black folks. I'm going to tell you straight up. The gay community would have got everything. You would have been talking about what happened to the civil rights. That's where I got a problem with the civil rights program and why I play these things. Because if civil rights program could tell me that Mississippi, where Mega Evers was at, and y'all look where Mega Evers was living, and you look at Glendora, Mississippi, and you telling me they rode to the Mississippi where they killed Schwaner and all them and all that, and Mississippi would kill Emmett Till, killed all these people, and they had slavery into the 60s. Come on, man. That ain't even adding up. Dick Gregory. And I'm going to tell you, Dr. Overtree of Harvard mentioned Obama. Now, Obama knew this was happening because they were trying to get reparations back then. Listen carefully to this. So y'all, I'm going to hear from y'all. If Obama was told that we need reparations, and now his predecessor, who I don't know what to say, that's his predecessor. He was with this dude. He made him the vice president. Said he want to give reparations to immigrants. And y'all okay with that? Bro, y'all know y'all deserve to get stuff.
Hey, how much money did he send to Ukraine?
Yeah. 40, he didn't even give the black farmer shit. And y'all up here on his dick. Y'all talked about homegirl being on Trump's dick. Y'all out there, you niggas out there, on Biden's balls and ass. I don't give a damn how you want to take it. 7462. You on here. 7462. Y'all got a lot of nerves talking that shit. 7462. Let me hear from y'all. 7472. I'm sorry. Yes. Bring some wisdom. Bring some wisdom to all this foolishness. Please, Brother Quan. Please bring some wisdom to this foolishness. Go ahead.
Well, you know, y'all been building up to it. The thing is, the three largest population of our people is Texas, Florida, and Georgia.
Yeah.
Texas number one, Florida's number two, Georgia's number three. 1732, when James Oglethorpe founded Georgia, the trustees wrote in their constitution that Georgia was founded as a white supremacy state.
Yep.
That's in the Georgia Historical Quarterly, June 1932. You can look it up. The thing that I'm seeing with the Georgia Guidestones, and everybody's looking at the Guidestones, and see R.C. Chris was the guy who funded it. It was in March 1980 that they did it. The same 1980 is when they fired up CERN.
And he shot Reagan, too, the same month.
Right. Yep. Because yep. Reagan was a what? He was a president that was elected in a 0 year. That's the Tecumseh curse. Any president elected in a 0 year is either going to be killed, die in office, or be attempted assassination or assassinated. So what we're seeing is history, and you just looking at, we just had the serious rising January 3rd through the 7th, which happens every year. And then we shoot up in the sky on December the 31st as Sirius aligns again right overhead. So what we're seeing is rituals being performed for them to keep themselves in a what they call a nation. But in the word nation, if you go to etymology of nation, it means Nars, N-A-R-C-I, means to be born. To be born. And you were talking about the food and the thing about what they've discovered with epigenetics. And in epigenetics is that the mother feeds the child through the placenta connected to the umbilical through the blood. And so whatever the mother is digesting or going through is in your gene. And all you have to be is put in the right environment and you activate yourself to what you were conceived in. And what is it, I think you said about Aristotle, wasn't Aristotle the one who said, give me a child by the age of seven, and no, give me a boy by the age of seven, and I'll show you the man? Is because in your first 7 years, you are doing nothing. But what you're doing in the first 7 years, you're doing nothing but recording because you're in a theta state. This is how you are programmed. And what happens is they put you into an environment, a zip code, an area code, to where that environment is conducive to your behavior. And then they feed you what the same way that they fed you inside of the womb. You think about something. You, in your last trimester, your body is releasing feces and other things in the womb, and it's ingested and fed back into the child. Part for you is that we're now taking the stem cells from aborted fetuses and mixing it with the food, which we've been feeding off ourselves for the longest.
McDonald's.
Now, hold on.
All of it.
Nobody's going to do that. That's a bear. You got to write that down. That was beautiful. Now, let me just say this. Now, the suit that I see is that they don't tell the mother that they're going to profit off of this when they actually go to these hospitals. This is where I see us having an upper hand in changing things, because if I could calculate how much you made off of me, I should be able to get a residual check based on the fact that you use
reparation. You talk about reparation, and what the residual is when they stopped the slave trade from coming in 1808, and they started saying, well, we got to do what? We got to start breeding. Your
right.
baby was born, its first breath was worth $300. The baby's first breath was worth $300. That's why they had the breeders. And the breeding was to be able to keep the labor force that they needed to for the agricultural
now, that's in
dynasty that they had created. And now, then the New York was the part, and when they got rid of slavery, New York was the part, because it seemed that we're insuring the Jews were there. They're insuring, they're building, they're getting industry. So they was profiting off. They didn't want it to end, because their profitability was not in the slave, but in what was being money was made from the slaves.
Reduced.
Okay.
Now, going back to the Civil War.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me ask a question for y'all.
Can I ask something to that drive on?
Yeah, make it hurry.
While I'm looking this up. Just like what the brother was saying. If you think about it, from birth to 7 years old, that new being is acclimating to this realm. So the best thing to do is to program and instill things in the child early. If you train a child early and won't part from it, number one. And number two,
going back
to what I was speaking to about what happened to us here on this landmass and the things that happened, one of the main pictures that they show about that time during war and all of that stuff when they were trying to subdue this landmass, they showed a lot of orphanages where they had thousands of children. No parents, just teachers and children. First concentration
right.
camp.
And, that,
wow.
that,
I mean,
and that's why the babies come in the war of crime, man. That's why the babies
right.
come in the war of crime. They say, oh,
okay.
shit, I got to put up with this shit over there.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question. I want to ask a question. According to that story that we just heard about the Aristotle, according to them, because they had this theory they was doing. Darwin Cousins was called. His name was Francis Galton. He was another one eugenicist. He said something that even goes on. He said that they looked at Plato. Aristotle argued that the success of a political society would be have a strong set of norms and laws aimed at promoting good breeding, since the quality of the citizens whom comprise the term eugenics, comprise of the property determine the success or failure. So they saying that your inbreeding would determine the outcome of your society based off your norm and law. So this is where let's go. And that they taking this from the Greeks. Now, of course, we can go into the next level with the Egyptians. I'm sure I'll find the same story, but I'm just going to start with what we know at this point with the Greeks.
Romulus and Remus.
Right. I mean, all they're saying is basically, if you're breeding, now, I'm not going to lie and say y'all cannot tell me y'all don't know this practice is done over here where people inbreed all the time. Even your Bible stories of Noah fucking his daughters is inbreeding. That's incest, especially if you have kids. So here's where the debate is at, where everybody's now, a lot of women are saying, this is coming from women talking, their bloodline is saying, we were raped. All the black women say, I was raped by my uncle,
Dobbs is the case that went to the Supreme Court for Roe v. Wade. Those two cases, Dobbs was the one that the woman said she was raped by black men and she wanted to have an abortion.
Yeah, that was Texas.
That
she
was
lying. That was made up.
Right.
She was a white Texan. She was a white Texan chick.
Right.
And But my third point is still, okay, if they're using these cases for that, but the thing is, inbreeding is going on in the Mormons. And some of these English churches, the Medivicians over here, we got the Amish. They're having sex with their own kids on a regular basis. And y'all know this to be true. And then,
right?
Black folks too.
When I was in Illinois, and right there in Navo, where I went and did ceremony at, is where Brigham Young and John Smith formulated when they came across, was on their way to Utah. They formulated and got kicked out of Iowa because of the multi-marriage that they were able to do, polygamy.
Right.
And
polygamy.
Then they had
right.
a fight with them, and then they moved over to Illinois, to Navo. This is where the Seventh-day Adventists came from, because when John
right.
Smith was killed, Brigham Young took the followers that was going to follow him and went to Utah and formed the Mormons, and Brigham and the folks that was following John Smith stayed there in Illinois, and that became the Seventh-day Adventists. And they still, right now, still have the original cabins and artifacts.
Oh, man. Now, I'm
there.
Glad you brought that up, because remember, now, you left out an important part. I want you to know, all he said was it's factual that they was Freemasons. Everybody, all of them was Freemasons.
Right,
look
but
it
they
up.
Were
look
even,
it up.
They
all
were deeper
them.
Than that, Dry Bones. I got a book from there that's got Egyptian writing that they use.
Well, that's,
they studied
well, that's
the Egyptians.
That's Freemasonry.
Right.
Freemasonry is in the Egyptians. Because the first lodge is not, my brother said, 1776, but everybody should know the first lodge is Luxor. So basically, that's where the higher ones, who know the ancient part, I would never say
that was the mystery system. That's
yeah,
what
I would never say that. I would never say that. So I know that people who say 1776, I have a limited conversation with based on the fact that
that's
all they know.
But why July 4th?
Because that's the highest of the star system. Yeah, on Earth.
Right, but it goes deeper than that. It's because July 4th, 13 BC, is when Augustus Caesar united and called what brought together what's called the Universal Brotherhood. You can go on huggers.com, HUGS.com, and they
that
have
that's not going to be the
serious secrets of the serious secrets of the 4th of July, because that's when he formed the Universal Brotherhood and you got rid of the families and the church took over. When you talk about the papal bulls and all that, Caesar did that when he formulated, made himself copied off of him.
Right. But he's doing the same thing that Akhenaten did. So what's the difference? He's followers of Akhenaten. Because Akhenaten
I wasn't talking about, you know, like 1776 as far as the present or you know, whatever. 1776 goes real deeper than like what Brother Kwame touching on and beyond. But then you could go even further back than that, like they a lot of people telling galactic. Well, way beyond that, you know.
Well,
I'm gonna
say this: we ain't gonna go against that. All I'm saying is, but where we at in this point where the conversation was we having is that it seems like they were. She said Freemasonry. He said deep. I said because he mentioned Egyptian.
Yeah.
I said the Egyptians aren't Freemasons. Yeah. The Grand Lodges in Luxor. How much more do we have to say? If the Grand Lodges in Luxor, I mean, obviously
then,
we know.
And
so was the stories. The stories
but
always end
lodges,
up in Egypt.
But those Grand Lodges were mixed. They had a combination of everything, and they
right.
were mixed.
It wasn't no racism.
And,
right.
and I
so
was
then why
out,
are we racist?
I was down there. Nah, because King, Michael King, and all those, even
I'm
going
saying,
back to the Platonic Republic, they believed in a colorblind meritocracy.
Okay.
But
okay,
they also
so,
believe in the bloodline, too.
Bloodline. So that means sex. So if we're going to go with this premise that blood and color is made up, which I'm going to say, of course, bloodline is that.
The reason we racist so we can fight against each other, we can't see who the real enemy is, man.
Let's go with that premise.
But what you're saying, Wes, and the race is that a million sperm ejaculates from a man. Only they're in a race to get to that egg
we got
to create
you.
The bloodline.
But they did it. That's
then
what the
you
premise.
Go against
you.
Your race. The,
hold
the
on, but they did
million
it.
Sperm.
Hold on, Brother Kwame, I want you to say, I just said earlier, I hope we're going to stick with the premise. It's a mute discussion now because it's created. It's 600 years old, this race thing. They made it up to justify dehumanizing some groups that they already knew that was not this. And they made a game out of it where they could do trade with this human cargo from Morocco. I'm going with the premise that it started in Morocco first, obviously, because he said they had to go to them first. No one wants to get into that because now you're dealing with Africa. Obviously, they lied and said they named Africa. So how come the conversation is not about us believing this lie more so than... Because everything we're talking about is still coming out their thesis. Everything y'all just named is still their thesis. Ain't nobody black said with that shit. They came up with that, said, let's go with that. Ain't nobody black that y'all want to admit said it. Y'all want to say white folks said it. So if white folks said it and they just told you we had to go to Morocco, we were so mad at them.
Now,
we ain't want to do it. How are we forgetting that part? How we forget that part? How we forget that part?
You want to go back and look at the conversations with Ola Tamari and the Pale Fox. Those were the stories of the mystery system keepers and the astrological keepers were the Dogon nation.
Went to
Mali and formulated and kept the knowledge.
They got the knowledge. But we know they got the knowledge, but we're talking about the total subjugation of these people. These mystics only came to us through the French. They didn't come to us personally. We got their knowledge from the French. Hold on. I'm asking a question. Y'all need to answer this, all y'all. It ain't just a Kwame thing. It's y'all thing. If y'all listen, because every one of y'all been to every state hearing these people talk, the man just said, including y'all yourself, that Nobody came to translate none of this to us that we talking about today. We get this from scholars that was speaking
different
languages. Oh, you got to look at English language, master language, man.
Most
of this shit was written down in Persian, man. You got Persian, Greek, and all that. Like, my man say he speaks 59,000 different languages, man.
I said our language. We here in America. I'm just
saying. Well, it's master language. It's trick language.
Let's go America.
It's trick language.
Our people was not accustomed. Okay, that's fine. I didn't say it wasn't because that's not what I said. I said, y'all seem to trying to deflect from the question. I said, people are coming over here from the East telling our people about this. Everybody that came to our leaders said they came from the East. Is that correct, all y'all out there? I don't care if you don't know about that. All y'all out there who do know, did they not say they came from the East, most of them? Parshall Randolph, did he come from the East?
Okay.
Hold on. I want you to ask me a question. This may sonic shit here. If you don't know, just stay quiet. I asked you, did they all come from the East? You deflect. You should have said yes. Because they all came from the East.
Yeah.
Now,
but what
if this is the case, black folks was in the East. They're the ones that was teaching. Remember, the Moors did teach these people. Am I correct?
You know it, because that's how they got the university.
Then why are y'all not blaming the right people? Then why are we blaming the wrong people?
It's not blaming. It's what you
yes,
asked the question.
Yes, y'all
are.
Y'all be blaming the white man for everything. Y'all blame most of y'all on this stage.
It's the Kazarians,
the white man
the
for
Kazarians,
everything.
Bro.
Y'all blame
it's
white
the
man for everything.
It's the Kazarians and the bankers, bro. The Rothschilds. Right.
Okay,
Kazarians,
the Rothschilds.
Bro.
Ain't they white in your mind? And the white people, our mind people. I said you're talking to the people. Is those groups the only groups we always key on? Is that same group? Is that the only reason we should be thinking about that same group?
But what I'm
that's
what
who
I'm
running everything right
what
now.
I'm sharing with, what I'm sharing with you, Drybone.
Okay.
What I'm sharing with
Brother
you, Drybone.
You go.
Had the Libraries of Alexander. You had the University of Timbuktu. Started by a queen, a black woman started that university.
Nobody denies that.
But that's where they stole the information rewrite it.
You keep saying stolen. You got to, all you in the craft, you can't steal. You got to be initiated. See what I'm saying? That's a deep word you just said.
But
you said stole. You don't steal when you initiated.
They burned the Libraries of Alexander.
The libraries are still, they told you they burned them. That's what they told you. They ain't burned shit if they able to still go get them.
Can you prove that they didn't?
Well, can you prove they ain't over there getting shit out of them? Ain't they still
that's
getting shit
what
out of them? But that, but
that's
how
what
can
they
burn something? How could you
using,
burn something? How could you burn something when you, how can you burn something and you still pulling out treasures? You ain't burned nothing. You pretended to burn. That's all that was.
Okay,
fake demolition.
Right now.
Fake demolition.
Ramesses II.
Because they pulled out while you
right
sitting
there in Houston, Texas. All
okay.
of his documents, Manda Musa's papers.
I'm not
were
denying
there
that.
African American user.
No one's denying
so
that.
So why
are
you saying that there's not there?
I said they are there. I said you said they burnt them. They ain't burned nothing. They might have burned some shit, but they ain't burned the real shit because they still grabbing it out. That's what I just said, which agreed with what you just said. I just say it differently. I'm just telling you that y'all are escaping your own lie because you want to say we know Manda Musa came out of that era. We know so that just goes to prove that we are scared to say that we are lied to by a 600-year made-up story by
it's
some black folks.
It's older than that, Dry Bones. This, see, we
you got to go back to
6,000,
man.
Ain't no white supremacy past 600 years. How do you explain that one to me? Explain where the after 600 years, where are they white supreme at?
It's good. They've been doing it for over 6,000 years, bro.
White folks,
you go
white
back.
Folks doing this
that's
past
why
years.
I just gave. What I just gave
no,
in July 4, 13 B.C. when Augustus Caesar did what? Formulated the universal brotherhood.
Is he white to you only in your mind, or is that a group of people called Augustus? What is that to you? Is it one person to you, Brother Kwame, or is that a group called the Augustus Caesars?
Sound like they're trustful to me.
Yes, this is trust. Thank you, man. Thank you, bro. Thank you. Somebody who studies. Tell me, you're going to tell me you don't know about their crusters? They the ones that gave them that knowledge. And they black as hell, curly hair, fucking like maniacs all over their artwork. I've seen it. So why are we pretending like some white folks just thought this? That's white supremacy thinking to me. I'm going to go why I say this is white supremacy thinking. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to prove it to you. Because anytime somebody can only come up with white people as the only group that did us harm, wow.
Aldous Huxley, author of Brave New World and brother of Julian Huxley, gave a speech at Berkeley in 1962, shortly before his death. He admitted that his best-selling book, Brave New World, written in 1932, was based not on fiction, but on what the elite were actually planning to implement.
And here I would like briefly to compare the parable of Brave New World with another parable which was put forth more recently in George Orwell's book 1984. I'm inclined to think that the scientific dictatorships of the future, and I think there are going to be scientific dictatorships in many parts of the world, will be probably a good deal nearer to the Brave New World pattern than to the 1984 pattern. They will be a good deal nearer, not because of any humanitarian qualms in the scientific dictators, but simply because the Brave New World pattern is probably a good deal more efficient than the other. That if you can get people to consent to the state of affairs in which they are living, the state of servitude, the state of being. Well, it seems to me that the nature of the ultimate revolution with which we are now faced is precisely this, that we are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy, who have always existed and presumably always will exist, to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy. And these methods, I think, are a real refinement on the older methods of terror, because they combine methods of terror with methods of acceptance. But then there are various other methods which one can think of. There is, for example, the pharmacological method. This was one of the things I talked about in Brave New World. The result would be that, you can imagine a euphoric which would make people thoroughly happy even in the most abominable circumstances. I mean, these things are possible.
Play that because that was such a hot debate. That was a good debate, everybody. Now, the reason why I played that because that's what Brother Kwame was saying was wrong. I said he was right on black folk, but the question is, where did this disconnect come from the stars that able to dilute all that we claiming to be true to us, find out, wait a minute. How did that happen that quickly where a 600-year-old format, a theory, a format developed only 600 years ago. Most people say they was never this type of, they had human cargo for 1,000 years. What made it change into this? Again, it's in your Bible story, but y'all think it's about 400 years or something else. So that's where the problem comes.
And then, man, in the Bible story, like I said, it's 45 books that we don't know nothing about, bro.
The 45 books don't know nothing about.
Some of this shit out.
Took a lot of it out.
If you took
45
Bible
books
story,
out, we only got 66 books. Now, they did it at the Council of Nicaea, which Brother Kwame brought up. Again, the debate that we all should be having there. If Caesar did a universal, just like Brother Patel Seeker said, that's where the New World Order started at then.
It all balls back to the damn angels that rewrite genetically and trying to change us from our nature, who we really are.
So that's a New World Order story. the beginning is it's a whole up. New world order. Okay, so we are.
And it go back and forth way past 600 years, man.
Now, but we've been told 6,000 years, but it's probably more. But I'm just using 600 years because according to this concept of our enslavement that we've been keyed upon the most. See, I'm only going by where our brains at. Our brains ain't where, see, you able to travel through the matrix. So I ain't talking to you. You just helping out the transmission. I'm saying is if that key was stopped, if that key was locked and they can't get as further as you got to the reality, then you got a group that we would have to always fight through, like the Matrix movie, those people that want to fight us. So that's out there now. Now, the more we see the truth crumbling, like y'all say it's crumbling, y'all, the Roman Empire must crumble. A lot of people have said this is going to crumble. The brother came on with about the money game. Y'all heard it. I'm taxing y'all right now is if this is the case, then it may not happen as fast as we all envision in our heads, but it's happening at a space of time that's boom, boom, boom. It's happening. Electric cars are probably 2025, 2026. They are trying to push this. Now, at this time, if you're not economically able to afford it, this is how they're going to play this. I told Buffalo, I said, people say, how are they going to get rid of gun laws? I just start analyzing my mind how I've been seeing it played out. And I say, well, the way I see it now is people go this trajectory. They're going to easily be able to get it because they're going to say, we're going to put in, you can't carry your gun past your zip code. So you locked into your zip code with your weapon. So only then, if you come out that zip code and they find you don't have the proper credentials, you're going to be arrested and automatically confiscated. That's how they're going to save themselves from having to say, we're going to take over you. They're going to say, well, you can have a gun, but it ain't going to be so far. That's what they're promoting. Now I see what, how they're going to do food because I just seen Brother Boyd was on MSN. Brother Boyd is a black farmer. I don't know his affiliation. He said he was a Democrat. He seemed to sound like he is in the middle, which is independent. I just got my voter's registration card that says no party affiliation. I'll be glad to show anybody. I told you, I ain't take no affiliation because, see, we the invisible angels. You have no idea. You
think people absolutely non-affiliated, yeah, baby.
Y'all made mistakes on thinking that, oh, because y'all don't even follow what you said you're going anyway. Even if you was a Democrat, you ain't following. You don't know what the hell you following. So that just show you, that just labels you. And when they label you on the card, they have the right to come to you because you know that's a voter's registration. Y'all gonna get it. That's all I can warn you for. They say, you better warn them. They're gonna get it. They have played so long believing they got this power and don't know you worshiping death. You worshiping death all day long. It's like everything we do, we fighting against death all day. And then the thing about death is you don't know when it's coming. And then you want to stop things that make death come easier. Like if I disarm myself, what if they would have had a gun in the top store with them? I'm going to give you that flip scenario. What if they, people had a gun law where, boom, they were able to protect themselves. He probably got shot a lot sooner. But they knew the area. They know who don't got guns. They know who do got illegal guns. They know. So that's why I say you have surveillance them to death because it takes human beings to do this first. But human beings are now becoming useless. They have said this. That's why that Georgie Dystone is so deep because, like, y'all said to me, I said, man, ain't that they did all this in the same month that we said World War II. All that. Before we go out, we're going back into the... we got to take y'all there. Yeah, Jack Bauer. We got a black, we got a senile president. Somebody had, I had a debate with somebody for fun. Look, but you know, we all have fun. I still love everybody. It's just good to have some different thoughts sometimes. It is. You have to say, well, damn, woo, where that came from. Some people actually think that Biden is more smarter than Trump. I just use that because I don't even bring up Trump. People just bring Trump up because that's where they've been brainwashed to believe. Now, I told you. If that's all we got is these two characters and nobody else, we in more trouble than you think. Because we seem to be infatuated with this. You don't worry about nobody in your own district no more. You don't care who gets in at all. All you've been concentrating on the top level, the oligarch level, which is Fed, the real government, Federal Reserve. That's what you've been worshiping, the Federal Reserve. And soon, you're going to have to come out the Twilight Zone. You must be demystified because all spells can be broken. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But first you got to say, I'm dumb as hell, and I ain't going to take it no more. Three times. Whichever comes first, we are back. Helios, and I'm your host, Dr. Dry Bones. Now, let's have some more fun out here because this is really serious, but at the same time, you must look at this in another way because to be lied to is a hurtful thing. You'd be wanting to hurt everybody. But now you got to come to that realization that some of this stuff is just not adding up. Even if we think it does, add it up again and see if it works. Because right now, we seem to be falling into the trap of listening to far right, far left, ideology. We don't even ask where our pensions going to be. We don't care if they're going to be taken away. I hope you know, my man, you vindicated again. You said Brexit. He mentioned Brexit at the end of his conversation. He said, and Brexit, y'all, they must get back because all countries want their debts. Now, if this is a global attack to pay tribute to that which is going to be the second coming, what is that second coming? What is it, everybody? I got your mics open. Y'all jump on in. I don't know who this is. Let me see. It's 5-2. Who's 5298? Somehow, I don't know. About, you got taken out by accident. Are you still with us?
Greetings, family. How you doing?
There you go. I'm glad I got you, man.
Yes,
I seen 5298 at the end. Go ahead. Jump on in. Go ahead, brother Eddie. Go ahead, brother.
Let me just add to what everybody was saying, starting off with CERN. And again, family was giving me texts and things about CERN, but CERN basically said they were turning themselves on July 5th. We'll get back to that date, but why in the hell does CERN always pre-warn us or let us know, supposedly, when they're going to turn this machine on? Now, for me, I know and I feel the vibration because the universe, nature tells me, warns me, it warns all of us. But anyway, they turned it on before then. This is when we started getting these mass shootings in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
We started getting it at the elementary school in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Then we started, if you notice, look at the increase of shootings during this 4th of July holiday. Last 4th of July, it was 101 murders. This 4th of July, it was 220. Now, we also hit within this time frame that all this is going on, the Georgia Guidestones. Let me connect the dots real quick by the number. CERN is 14. Remember, Dry Bones, you've been talking about the game of color and race. Well, color 14, game 14, race 14. That's the game that they playing. But CERN, 14, noticing that the Georgia Guidestones was basically destroyed or whatever happened. It's a sign. Because when you look at, for me, the Georgia Guidestone, add those whole damn numbers up, it comes to 86. 8 plus 6 is 14. We back to a 5. CERN, 14, 5, Georgia Guidestone. And what are they talking about?
Uh-huh.
Having 5 million people out of 7.5 billion people in 1986.
They want 500 million people, yeah. Yeah.
Be destroyed, or as yeah. they say, we call it depopulation. It's
yeah.
no wonder that depopulation yeah. is 41, which is 5, family.
They want depopulation.
Now, when we look at it, CERN, that we know also, everybody's been talking about Freemason. Bam, Freemason is 32 to 5. That supposedly started in 1776. There's
mm-hmm.
no coincidence that this monument was hit on July 6, 7676.
Uh-huh.
See,
uh-huh.
for that so-called letting
uh-huh.
us know the sign that this shit is coming to an end, family.
Uh-huh. I thought that was very unique.
Coming
I got a bunch
end.
Of calls. I got a bunch
and
of calls on that.
To end it off.
That's deep.
To end it off with Brother Kwame, yes. I'll be doing a class on it because even dealing with the Sirius gateway being open, rituals is 32 of 5. They're using the rituals of this time because all of this happening with CERN being turned on the Georgia Guidestones happened between July 3rd and the 7th. Those 5 damn days, family. See? Find your patterns.
That's a good thing. Because y'all should bring that on Wednesday night, Brother Palmer, and y'all do some on Wednesday. Because my thing is, no one could debate that all them, what he said earlier about the coming over here, and they knew about all this. They knew. The Bahamas was a port. They had a unbelievable until the city sunk. We know it's underground. We've seen off the coast of Cuba is underground city. We also realize that they are using these, and I say they, I'm going to go into the celestial because I've watched too much stuff to say every culture has said something came out the sky. It's the same thing. And then it's unbelievable that these reptilian families that y'all said earlier, Brother West, when y'all was talking about them, and Brother G, when y'all was saying about the different shifts of people. I'm just going to go with the fact that we at that level right now, we should be able to talk about this. If this, it got to be the case. Underground cities is in the world already. You know, if people are adaptable, then it got to be something down there that we just ain't capable of recognizing. And the human body can't eat raw food because that movie, Cotton Pickin' Truth About Plantations, that Dick Gregory did in 2002, them people said they were eating all animals raw. I'm not making this up. So I know the human body can definitely eat raw animal food because that lady did that interview. Y'all go look at her. That was a miracle. I couldn't believe what she described. She said they could not. They had no stoves, no nothing. This is in the 60s. No stove, no nothing. They was on raw sensors. They ate frogs raw, everything she said. I was like, I was almost like, oh, my God. Brought me to reality. Now, this can happen. This could possibly happen again if all transportation of power gets seized by federal decree. This is why I say, I don't know if you know we do these shows for fun, but it's because I might eat good, you might not, or vice versa. But all sectors
will have to pay the
food. Go ahead, jump in.
Right quick, I just wanted to say the questions you asked to the family, what is the second coming? For me, family, I feel that we all have that part. Once we give it, the second coming is the truth. Bring your damn truth, family, whatever it is. Bring your truth.
Bring it.
That's how we beat these damn people, with the truth that we are all revealing. But that's my second coming, fam.
That's the second coming.
Peace and love.
Makes you feel good, brother. There you go. Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock. Y'all better jump on in that party for real, real. Because guess what? The numbers do not lie, and they play on numbers. Everything we on scene so far is numerically put together for vindication to him as well. D, you know what it's for. Now, let's ask ourselves some more questions, if this is the case. Now, we come into some type of hyperinflation, they say. And the food, I'm telling my boy, that black man, I felt him. He said, they don't gave all this money. He named how much. I cannot believe that we watched this. The NAACP and them and Trump, and then I tried to sue the federal government. He got more money. Now, you don't gave all this money, and these black farmers saying they cannot produce the proper food enough to keep it going. And so we won't see this hit until, like, after the summer season, where now you're expecting food for harvest, which is the October, September. Do you remember the very first time? It was September. Yeah. You know this time. Unfortunately, they bringing in all kind of crazy shit. So I'm trying to ask y'all out there, if you're listening in the proximity of your radius of where you at, is your area even thinking about this type of shit? Because I'm telling you, the United States is already under attack. It's already happening. Anytime the military is not saying they're going to go in because they don't want to take that shot, y'all better think again. And airlines don't want to take the shot. They don't want to tell you all that, but they come out their own publication. Now, if they ain't trying to take it, the question is, when they have to do what they're going to do, they already going to drop our phones, because they're going to make me get a new phone, because they already gave you the key that your phone won't last much longer. So they saying, okay, now, do you go hardcore? That's up to you. That's the end. That's why you say, know thyself. Can you make it? Can you get can you make the provision? That's on you, if you can do it. But if you know you got to keep it moving, your technology game going to have to be advanced. And that's where they're going to have people drop off by the wayside. See, the more they implement this, your elderly going to be wiped out. They already preparing that. To wipe them out. Based on the fact that they're going to come with a healthcare crisis. I've seen the men. I mean, I'm surprised y'all didn't read it. And so it's almost like I'm watching Hollywood. I said, damn, this is like theatrical to the fuck. I mean, who does a simulation like this shit? Goddamn. So rather than do the simulation, that's why Hollywood gives you propaganda. They make the movie and give you the right people to give you the energy to believe it, that it's going to happen. Fact is, how much you believe is going to happen. That's the key. I want y'all to talk now. I'm going to set that and listen to y'all, because guess what? Y'all finish this part, because y'all got to make a decision in your area. I'm going to start with down from the bottom. Y'all give respect to each other. Let's just start with 11666, and jump in. Give yourself a minute or two. Get hey, Brother West, and go on down the line. Give yourself 2 minutes, and then let's see if somebody, the next one, want to answer something. Let's see how y'all act.
Well, like my brother Eddie said, man, it's just all this stuff coming to an end, man. That's why they cranking up everything they can to keep us in the spell, man. Got to keep us in the spell. But it ain't working, man, because we, the people on this line, this call, we see that bullshit. They, we done broke the spell, man. We done broke their damn spell, man. So we are glitching their damn matrix.
Check on that one.
We, everybody check on this line is a glitch in the matrix. We got it. We done already won,
man. I like that, too. That's a good one.
Yes, sir. Because the God theory that they've been trying to get to. That's us, man. So we don't use our God theory to defeat their ass. It's over, like Mr. Dick Gregory say. This shit is over, man. We won. We got them. So all of the devils, because they got a trick with this black and white.
What
man.
Else on? Anybody else? Anybody else on that?
Social security number is all the whites got the evil number, social security. The black people, we got the odd number, social security. So we all in the game together. That's why I try to explain. Ain't no black and white no more, man. It's wrong and right. Because this system is coming down. It's over. It's
now,
through.
Brother Ray,
I
say Brother Ray, vindicated, because I agree. Every brother and brother, that's a good theology that it's all who become in brotherhood with you. So, that sounds like a smart, common thought reality for me. Now, let me ask y'all some more questions. Y'all feel free. The line's open before we cut them. Even though you don't believe in some of the stuff that's out there for us, if we do work, what's your thoughts on warning for the, as you might see, signs to get your money out these pensions? I'm going to say this. If you got pensions or you got something, these going to be hard decisions now for the working person who will watch what they had disintegrate. You might have to say, I got to jump out and prepare for another reinvention. That could be for some of y'all to listen. I'm throwing out many dynamics. And you might be stuck in where you say, I'm almost there. Let me get as much as I can. Now, the numbers game for many of us at certain ages come into fruition in a lot of things that we play. These markets, even if we don't like the markets, we still are participants in the play of the markets to buy goods and services. Based on that analogy, that lets me know that we are in the equation. Now, to make inaccuracy, we're going to have to say to ourselves, we've been lied to. That, to me, is the biggest fact. And I'm going to tell you why I say that. I watched a show the other day, Dr. Umar and them, and he got beef with people. I'm saying,